Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Okay, just reconnect to me now.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Kind of like Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Joe, go ahead. I'm sorry, everybody. I was trying to get some things straightened out. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Good evening, Grudge World. You got Cadillac Joe at the round table waiting for my knights to get in. I just wanted to talk about something going on out here in the Grudge World. The topic tonight is about these snitches. The snitches be talking about their grudge race. Do you think this fair for snitches to give off on other grudge races, what size motors and stuff they have in their cars and the intent and context, I should say, that they got in their cars, you think they should be telling that, the snitches, or you think that's cool? Give me a hint, give me something to talk about. Let's talk with it. Let's go with this here. Cadillac on. Let's turn it up. Hello. Push the one button if you ain't scared. Cadillac and roll is here. This is what Cadillacs do. We float, baby. We don't do no dipping. We roll. Come on, roll. So you rolling with the Cadillac. Push the one button. Push the one button. I got anybody out there? First off, foremost, since there ain't nobody talking, I'm going to talk to myself. I'm going to talk to God while I'm on the line with all my fellow drag racers. Let them know God in my life, he keeps me level, keeps me on that straight path, doing the righteous thing, the right way. I want to tell them thanks to make the show be a success. Make everybody come in and want to join in and talk to a brother. Come on back. In the Lord's name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Spirit, let's roll. Amen. Come on.
What's happening, Joe? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my brother.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, we got a couple of people on. Mike's is no one's hit the mic yet, but you said you had something you were talking about. What was it? I missed it, sir. I was working on the board real quick to help you with your
topic.
Okay,
what I was the topic that I wanted to really speak about tonight that I really thought about is about snitches and grudge racing. Do you think the snitches and drug race and grudge racing, I should say, do you think they a good piece to have, or you think they should be out, or what you think about them?
No, I don't think. I mean, concerning basically concerned like saying a snitch. You concerned like saying people talking about other people, talking about people's cars, you know, stuff like that.
Talking about other people's cars, other people, all that kind of stuff. Telling stuff that they should be telling in the game. The game is what you make it, but real respect for each man is not to tell what another man got or what he's doing. That's not nobody's business but his business. Now,
true.
If you want everybody to know, then that's another story. So I'm just trying to shoot something out there, get some hands up.
No, I don't think you should do that. You know, if you think or you're trying to think or assume what somebody else got, no, you shouldn't speak on it. Truly, you shouldn't speak on it. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't speak on nobody else's car. I don't think you should.
Well, see, now, I agree with you there. You know, I'm just trying to see what the other fellow drag racers and grudge racers think about it, you know. I don't think another man should talk on another man's car or his people or whatever. You got something against me, pull me to the side and talk to me on the side. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you should put my business in the street because I wouldn't do you like that. But some people don't have no, how would you say, no loyalty to the game.
No morals, huh?
Right. Not even morals, dude. They just, you know, but that would make the world go round, man. You have them on your team and you think they cool, they get off your team, then they go telling everything. So, you know, it be what it be, man. So I'm just trying to see what the feather racers think about it.
Yeah, I think you ought to pick and choose who you associate yourself with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it should be where you do. You know, if you dealt with a guy dealt with you, yeah, he shouldn't go back and say anything about what y'all doing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first opinion.
But like I say, you know, everybody don't feel like that. Some people think snitches got rights. I don't think a snitch got nothing. Because they just like a girl to me. They need to keep on going and let me put these 4 teams off in them. But then that's another story.
That's another story, Andre.
Man, that's just like the tipping game, man. Bro, get the app on another player. Man, what you do with it? Man, you got to put her down. You got to sit on her way.
Yes, sir.
Get out and then go head on.
Yes, sir. And I agree with that. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, hey, it's all on all different levels. It depends on where you want to start at.
Right.
I
totally agree, and I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you having the show, because without you, we wouldn't have a show tonight. And I know your other people, they coming in. I think they're running a little late tonight.
Okay. Well, I understand that, man. Hey, I was running a little late myself, but the Lord brought me in. I got in on time and still made a go up.
I think we had a good time last weekend with everybody.
Yeah.
No, because the show had blown. Previous people on the show, they
are to bring some. What I want to be able to do is bring to the show is bring some joy and some, you know, some interesting topics and get a chance to find out some things. You know, we get together. Everybody correspond together, you know. I can learn something from you. You can learn something from me. We all can play a part in this. That's the reason I want to call it the round table. Cadillac round table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody got a part. It's just not one person. It's everybody. Everybody got a voice. That's what I want to do.
Oh, and
so if
like,
you
want to
be
like
a part of the Cadillac board, hey, they I should push the one button.
Yeah, you know, it's like you know, guys should hit the one button. And also, you know, when we tried to get people to do the show or help with the show, we couldn't, you know, you're the only one to step up. So we really want to thank you for doing that, brother.
Man, I'm I'm like this here. If I can help anybody, man, I do my best, man. I'm here. I'm God's child. I'm here to work, man. We ain't putting in no work. I can't eat. So me working
right,
this, I'm trying to eat. That makes me get a chance to help somebody out. Somebody don't want to push the one button. They scared to say something. I'm trying to say it. Mm. I just need you to push the one and say out or something and duck down if you need to get back in the bushes. Let me know, man. I'm working. Y'all doing something. Help me out. If you can hear me, man, let's get it on.
So you're trying to have a show for everybody to listen to on Friday nights, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, like you said, it's just not your show, but everybody's show.
Right. It's not my show. It's everybody's show. I want to talk about some chassis work. Who know how to do somebody who's got a good chassis, man, who got a good tuner. Man, let's put it out there. You got a guy that you think can tune this and that, man. Let's try to help one another out. You got a problem with your car? Let's talk about it, man. We can help you get some issues, help you get it done, get it fixed. Hey, y'all don't say nothing, man. Closed mouths don't get fed. Hello. Holla, Daddy. Poppy, you know.
Yes,
come
sir.
On back.
Yes,
so
sir.
Somebody out there, somebody
give me
out
one second,
there, hit
Joe,
that
ahead,
one button. We got somebody out there?
Joe, give me one second. Yeah, we got a caller calling in. He just texted me and said, give him a couple of minutes. He's going to call in the show. Said he want to.
Okay.
So he appreciate everybody getting there. You know, appreciate what you're doing. Give me one
all
second.
Right,
I want to try something real quick.
All right. Did everybody have a good week? Did you make plenty of money? Do you got somebody you want to go down on for the 2014 race season? It's finna be February in a couple of hours. In 5 hours, it's going to be February. So, man, it's coming around. Everybody can get ready. We finna burn out. I know I'm ready to smell some of them funky ribs. Mama, smell them funky ribs. Yay, yay. Now, what do y'all think we could do to change the grudge race, the grudge world, and make it more friendlier? Or do you think we need to keep controversy? What you think? What topic would you like to talk about tonight? We at the round table. Push the one button out there, somebody. Can I get a 1, 2, 3, 4? Or we just going to have a wonder and see if this might be dope.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
We might have a little technical difficulties right now. There might be people that hitting the one buttons right now. I'm a try and see if I can get something going here. Hold on one second. Give me a second, Joe. It's not. If people are trying to hit the one, and people are trying to get on the show, sorry, everybody. We got technical difficulties. Let me try to straighten it out real quick.
I just want to tell everybody I appreciate you hitting that one button. I appreciate you tuning in on a cold Friday night. But, man, we're going to get it hot up in here in America. We're going to open up the mics, and we're going to go at it. We're going to talk, and see what we can make happen. What you want to see different in 2014 on the drag racing scene and grudge racing? Or you want to see more class racing? What you want to see? You want to see more back half cars? Go ahead. Back half cars, you want to change it up. You want to go with the, what they call stop suspension. What y'all think? Put a little twist in the game. I'm really excited about all this here. I want to see what y'all got to say. This ain't the Cadillac show. This the round table show for everybody. Play a part. Ain't nobody no fool in the game, baby, because we all can add to it and make it smooth. Well, I guess we'll call this intermission time. Hey, y'all go get you a beer or go get you a glass of ice with some water in it. Or do like the Cadillac do, I give me a double shot of cranberry and sit back and chill. Wait till the to the start of the show.
What's going on, Joe?
Man, Joe,
we open up some mics.
This is Football Pool, man, out of Louisiana. I'm the governor of Louisiana. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Boom, man? What's happening with you, my brother? Welcome to the round table, man.
Man, I'm excited to be with y'all boys tonight, man. My big brother reminded me and called me and said, Boom, you got to get on this show, man, because we got to get them up north guys out here in March. Somehow we can blow their ass all out. So I said,
that's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Let's get it in. I said,
Now, there's some tough guys up there. And you get them down here, we'll do the rest on the invasion of Louisiana. But, I'm glad to hear what y'all do these shows, man. And I tell my listeners on Monday night, and I have a show Monday at 7 o'clock our time down here in New Orleans. I tell my listeners all the time, y'all are the reason for the show, man. And if y'all keep calling on the show is going to be a hell of a show. And we have a hell of a show every Monday, man. And everyone that's up north, man, is welcome to come on our show, man, and represent, call out some people, man. I mean, we did have a hell of a race a couple of Saturdays ago, and we had a big crowd, man, for a lot of cars there. Not a whole lot of grudge racing went on, but we had a lot of cars there. And I am going to speak on the topic about the snitches or the telltales or whatever a person might want to call them, you know. I'm going to speak on that. But I just want to get props out to y'all and y'all. So, right away, and I know how tough this can be when you are a family man and doing things that need people to assist you in doing things. And I can tell y'all get a pen and write my number down. And because my number is a worldwide known number. I'm all over Facebook on the Bomo Wheels. I mean, I don't mind helping nobody out with these shows because I know how difficult it can be. So
I appreciate that, Boom.
And I am literally of the board. A lot of people are not. I'm literally of the board, so I can be great assistance at times because, you know, somebody had to teach me. Miss Karen was the one that taught me how to text it, so long distance. So, I mean, it's only right that I teach other people to help other people because they help me. And I do want to give a personal invitation to anyone up north. Anyone up north, if you want to gamble, and I'm going to quote the words that Red Hot say, if you want to gamble and hopefully to win some money, the Mississippi guys think we bad meat here in Louisiana. So if y'all think we bad meat from up north up there, come on down. We're going to see if y'all going to be the next contestants on the prize right. But I tell you, man, I'm going to come on the show on the regular. You know, because I just got knowledge of this show, and I hear y'all be having great shows, man. And back to your topic about the snitches in the racing game. Live experience. Like I said, we just had a race a couple of Saturdays ago in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I put the race on along with the track owners, okay?
Okay.
We saw a mystery car in, a Mustang, okay? We brought a mystery car in. And the mystery car we brought in was a car that a couple of people knew that wasn't from Louisiana, but he's a part of our squad. All right? And the guy owns a suspicious shop, and he's all over the magazines and over Al Dawson. But we brought the car in, and the couple of people that knew the car, and rather than them sitting back and telling their crew, hey, we're not going to pick up this car right here. Just leave him alone. You know, like you said, you know, not be the snitch. Just say, hey, we're not going to mess with him. And get some money with the car. They just straight up exposed the car. And, oh, this guy here run this year, and he run this year, and he all the Val Dawson doing, you know, and he's a class car. Oh, I mean, so, and like you said, I get a sense that they're trying to fuck the racing game up. See, because if a person is a grudge racer, he can't go class race. If a person is class race, he can't go grudge race. So,
right,
I mean,
right,
you know,
right,
so
right,
I'm like,
right.
I mean, I'm like this here. I mean, so look at Edmund Hall. I know y'all probably know Edmund Hall. Edmund Hall, he can go to a lot of pro mod shootouts and go to different things. Pretty much some of the people, a lot of people, they are back here. They also their time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's a double. I think it's a double edged razor, man. And my personal feeling about, you know, we did get two locked up on the car. They paid the fuck down on one because, you know, so, but they paid the lock because they had problems and everything. But I'm just saying though, me, Wilmer Williams, if I travel the world racing, watch racing and filming, if I come to your establishment, your race in Chicago or Indiana or wherever I may go, and I see somebody from Florida up there, I'm not gonna go to whoever this guy locked up with. Man, y'all might want to just pay him the fuck out money because I know this dude was four holes. You know what I'm saying? And they got like you said, man, they got cats out there doing this for the free. And it's more simple to just shut up, go to the side, and try to get your arms along. I think a lot of it costs to travel from state to state, city to city, to all these races, man. Gas and diesel is not inexpensive anymore. That shit is expensive.
Ain't nothing cheap no more, man. Ain't nothing cheap
right,
no more,
bro. So my opinion, and we all have our opinion, and that's what these shows is all about. My opinion, a person that have knowledge needs to utilize his knowledge to his financial gain. Now, if this old crew member that has tried to juke at this person that you have knowledge about, it is very easy to say, hey, man, leave him alone, and I'm through with that. Do it that way. And to me, I go all over, I see a lot of people, and I know a lot of people about where a person runs. And a lot of people call my phone all the time, say, boom, how fast you think such and such is? How fast you think such and such is? You know, and I honestly tell them, dude, I know the dude. I've seen the car run. The car looks real. But I don't know how fast.
That's it. I ain't
going to
tell you no more. I'm going to let
you know,
do your own thing. If you feel
like
you can beat it, then I tell you, hey, man, that's on you. You can try. That's it.
Right. And see, I usually MC my own shows. You know, I'm a promoter. I put on races here in the southern states down here. And I usually MC my own. Some places don't have a cordless microphone, so I have to be in the tower. But I've made it now where I bought my own cordless to any event that I go to, any track that I may go to, and they don't have a cordless. See, because it kills the conspiracy theory of a person, oh, room in the tower. He know where the person ran.
Exactly.
So that's all that there, man. But I don't want to take up a lot of your time to show, man. I want to get that personal invitation to anyone that's out there who's looking for some grudge race action. March the 15th at No Problem Raceway. No Problem Raceway. March the 15th. The gates will open at 9 o'clock. We're most likely to take a tour the day before, which will be a Friday. So for y'all that travel on this, y'all might want to come down Friday night. Check the track out. I promise you, listen to me, y'all. What's that? Listen to this. We have one of the best hookingest tracks in the South.
Okay.
And you know, anytime you have things all out to come here, track what you got.
Okay. Hey, boy, well, I'm going to tell you what, man. We're going to stay in touch.
That's it. Now, let me give y'all my personal phone number.
Okay.
My personal phone number is 504.
Okay.
602. 5817. Now, I can't say it wrong because we just pulled up a children with the family, and I wanted to get in. I'm glad to open my mic third call so I can talk to the racer family. I will be on the phone, but I'm going to have it on mute, and I'm going to be in and out, but I'm going to be at the table, so y'all bear with me. And that is my personal cell number, 504-602-5817. And look, guys, y'all are running the show. Don't be bashful to call me. Call me ahead of time if y'all got a problem with the show. And I don't mind, you know, making plans to help a fellow racer out, man. Because that's what it's about. If we can't help each other, man, you know what I'm saying, the racer gang going to get fucked up, man, you know?
That's
you know,
it.
So.
Appreciate that, bro.
You know,
that
phone,
man.
And look, and I'm on Facebook, man, and I also have a lot of racing points. I'm not only for selling used parts, I'm also known for having a lot of pull-apart motors in my race cars. So, I mean, if y'all looking for some junk motors, y'all call up Bull Motor Wheels, or I got some stuff on Facebook now. I'm selling a lot of some AFR heads, brand new out the box, little bit more on that. I got a lot of quite a few things, man. I'm on Facebook. It's hard to find me, but of course, if y'all go on somebody's page, y'all probably can link to it. But I'm under there on Bull Motor Wheels.
All right. Boom. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. we gonna leave your mic open, man. You just put your phone on mute.
Absolutely, man. Like I said, I'm giving everybody that wanna come down and tell this. Matter of fact, I don't know if y'all heard anything about my last show, the first Invasion of Louisiana, man. I had 400 calls with 4,000 spectators. The Midwest guy was at my show last year. Crazy Kelly from Northern California was at my show last year. Man, we had a blast. So I'm looking for a lot more Chicago guys to come down. I know Jay Barnes, this is being Jay Barnes' show. So Jay Barnes is inviting quite a few grudging members down to run their cars and get action. He talked about bombs. They will be in the house, and I think three cars on one trailer. This is going to be, I'm looking to have 500 cars this year with about 6,000 spectators. So it's going to be a nice event for someone to come down and look for some action. And also keep in mind, my phone number is the same as this phone number since the last four. It's 8762. My talk show Monday at 7 o'clock, New Orleans, Louisiana time. The last four digits is the same. The phone number is the same as the last four digits. The last four digits, 8762. So with that being said, man, I'm going to try to roll over the show. And I'll tell you, man, I wanted to kick the bottom of the floorboard when you brought up that topic right there. Because, I don't point the finger at nobody and call nobody no snitch. But, man, that's valuable information that you can make money off of. Why give it
up? That's right. That's what grudge racing is about, man. It ain't for you to tell everything, man.
You know what
you're
I mean?
You're supposed
to
be in the camp and you're letting that out. That ain't cool.
And then they expose it on the whole compound. Man, bro, why are you bringing a class car to run? Okay, I'm on a Florida car to Mississippi.
And the
man get out the class with it because he ain't making no money. But all of a sudden, now it's a problem for him to get in there. But, hey, you know, like they said, they got good cars, and they don't want nobody, if they seen this car on TV or on the magazine or have a loud doctor, they know if he running a 5-0 class, they either running a 5-0 or better. I mean, I understand and I respect all that, too. But at the same time, I love it when a person is a class racer and I always see him at the class racing, winning or whatever, placing up or something. I know what he's running already. So I ain't going to be judging him. You know what I'm saying? If I run 550 and I know he's running a 5-0 class of Valdosta, I ain't got no business judging him anyway. But if I come run 480 and I know he's running a 5-0 class, down on his ass I'm going.
That's how it goes, baby. That's how it goes.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. And just tune me in if you want me to holler. You know what I'm saying? Text me that way. You know, if I can't hear you, text me and then I'll respond. All right? Because I'm going to be on the line. All right?
All right, boom. Appreciate you, man.
Anytime.
All right, my brother. It's the Cadillac, the round table. Come on.
Cadillac, this is the Reverend speaking.
Reverend.
Reverend,
how's it going, Reverend?
Oh man, it's just going fine, man. It's going fine. You got a hell of a topic there. That sounds like one of my Facebook topics.
hey, Reverend, hey, you know I had to bring it out, Rev. I had to keep it 100, babe.
Hey man, you got to bring it to the round table, man, so these people can eat off of it, man, and understand and get the knowledge off of what you're putting on that table, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to figure out what y'all think about that. You know, you think that's fair game, or you think, man, you know, what about it, man? I don't think it's cool, but, you know, some people think it's cool. I want to figure out what my family think about it.
It's the rule I say, man, and just what I think. Hey, man, if you got a problem with a person and you was in that group, hey, man, just walk on away from the group. And things that is not known, don't even tell it, man. Let it ride, man. Now, that's being a player. If you want to be a girl and you get mad, he got this kind of motor. Hey, guess what? Y'all don't know this. He switched motors.
That's what they call a brawl, for real?
Hey, man.
Come on, preacher.
Don't do it, man.
That's it, man.
Just keep it. That's bad for the game. Man, it's bad for the game, man. And there's a lot of it going on, man. There's a lot of it, man. You understand?
I'm gonna
lay in the bushes for a minute because I just got out this tow truck. I'm gonna run in the crib and get settled, but I'm still on. I'm standing back.
Okay, we're gonna keep you on. We're gonna keep your mic on. You just put your phone on mute. But I appreciate that, Rev, because see that's a real topic right there. Because see, back in the day, when you was out there kicking and doing what you do, that's a broad tactic, man.
I'm gonna tell you something now. It's kind of touchy for some, man, and it's gonna hurt some feelings because that shoe is gonna fit, so they can't do nothing but wear it.
That's it, baby. They got to wear that shoe. If it fits, you got to wear it. That's it. That's the top.
Ain't it, man? But yeah, give me a minute. Said I just rolled in the crib and hollered at the family and everything, but I'm still on. I'm going to stand back right for a second.
Hey, Rev.
All right,
Rev.
Yes, sir.
You guys got a 504-3308 is on the line. Your mic is open.
504, yeah. Come on in. Family.
What's that? You know what it is, huh?
Yeah, come on, baby. Holler at Cadillac, man. You at the round table. You, man, put it down. What you think about them snitches?
Well, hey. I'm kind of a victim of that, you know what I'm saying? Because I have a somewhat class card, and they know what to call money and look it up on the internet and do this and do that to it and know what it runs. But I got a completed street card. You know what it is? I can't act.
Yeah. It's family. You heard what I said when I pulled you in. Come on. And you know, I put you at the round table. You at the round table with family. Put it down, man. Because
when
Cadillac pull you in, you good.
For sure, man, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, same thing happened to me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm willing to just look over it and do what I got to do. And I just had an incident where my wife, you know, caught a stroke, and I've been kind of struggling with that and dealing with that, not being able to do what I want to do. But I'm coming on back, you know, so I just ask for everybody prayers and support.
Oh, man, we definitely pray for that, man.
No, but you know one thing, Cadillac. I'm waiting to knock mom out, so y'all come on down here.
Oh yeah, oh, man. I told you we be down there, man. We be down there. Just come, man.
Cadillac,
hey guys,
Volkswagen, man.
This the clown show or something?
Man, Volkswagen, get down on your stomach, Volkswagen.
This is the Cimarron show.
Volkswagen, take it easy. Get down on your stomach because you ain't right tonight. First of all, you come in and you address the show properly, Volkswagen.
How you doing, Cimarron? And I don't mean a sword.
Oh boy. Volkswagen. See, you always got one in the bunch, man. Is just. But you know what? You're a good seed, though. But you just confused. So when you you just stay on your stomach and wish about the Volkswagen star that you be on.
Cimarron, is this a Grudge Inc. show?
Man, this is Grudge. Man, this is the Cadillac Roundtable show, man.
Hey, they're running out of hoses, man. J Bond running out of hoses, man. That's the problem, huh?
Hey, man, there ain't the problem, man. We trying to get something started, man. We want to talk about in and everything on the show. Everybody a part of the show.
He done went to the Ringling Brothers to get.
Hey, Kimo, you tell me, are you a snitch or you a snitcher? Which one are you, Kimo?
Neither, man. I don't want my name associated with none of it.
Well, okay, come in and what you think about when somebody do something like that?
You got player haters all the time. They hating on the player.
That's it.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game, baby.
Now, Kimo, I can get with that, baby. But why they hate, man? That's what I said about this show tonight. I wanted to bring this topic up. Why is it that the haters, man, them snitches be the way they be? For what reason?
Well, see, Cimarron, that ain't a problem job that you have.
Hey, I call you Volkswagen, but my name is Cadillac at the round table, man. Ain't no simmer, nothing, man.
What kind of problem you got right now?
Being a Cimarron ain't no problem for me because I'm a Fleetwood. I'm a pro ham, baby. You understand what I'm saying? I got big bodies.
Hey, Cadillac only probably got a handful of bro hams on the street.
That's all I need, baby, but they're effective. You know when I pull up, though. That's it.
Oh, man. Hey, man. But, yeah, that's hating. That's player hating, man. You got a lot of players. You got a lot of haters that you hate on the player. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, a lot of them, they don't do that, man. They want to hate on you, and you trying to get your hustle. If you're in the grudge game, if you're supposed to be with me, and you get mad at me, then you go put all my business in. That's bad for me because I can't get no
hey, race. Kyle, let me tell you, let me explain something to you. If they ain't talking about you, then you ain't doing nothing. They talking about you.
That's true, too. Amen. They talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, so you know that's true, too.
Yeah, so you know.
What can we do to change the game a little bit, you know? What you think,
Hey, listen, it was here before Jesus Christ is going to be here after us, so you can't change that. That's just.
Nope. So you just roll on with it. You're going to put it in the Fleetwood and roll with it.
Yeah, you
roll over. That's just the nature of the beast, you know what I'm saying? Or how you overcome it is you just get yourself together and go do what you do, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody take you off your game. If you're going to be grudging and doing what you're doing, you got to sacrifice to do it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things, all it boils down really to is who's going to sacrifice to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying?
I say I'm going to be everybody's sacrificial lamb this year. So soon they come out. Come on, call me, man. I'm going to give you a raise. Call me.
You promise? Hey, Kimo, I'm going to tell you something, Kimo. Down on that Volkswagen you got, I go. You understand me, Volkswagen? I don't care. I know what you got. I'm still going to try you, man. I'm trying to go. I want to see if you can turn that pub on. I don't think you can, but I'm going to see. I just want to see. I just want to race, man. I want to race, man. That's what I want to do. But only thing I want to, if I beat you, Kimo, I don't want you to run away now. I want you to come on back because I want some more of that,
man,
you know, them coins, man.
I don't believe you going to do that, Kelly. Once you see me make a shakedown, I think you're going to run away.
Kimo, like I told you, only thing you got to do is give me what I want. And I'm going to try you. I know what you got.
No, Caddy.
I told you, man, the Caddy got to have some room, baby. The Caddy got to have room to shake and lose some weight. You understand? Because when the Caddy eats, man, it's like 4 tons of fun. But then, let me get on out there, I'm going to shed all that if I got the right spot.
Well, Cadillac. You better grab yourself a Ford, then you ain't got to beg for nothing.
I ain't begging you for nothing, Kimo. I'm not in your lane. But I will out of my lane to get in your lane just to have some fun with you. That's all I'm saying.
See, Cadillac, one thing about me, I'm a known killer, man. So
You ain't no killer, Kimo. I don't believe you, man. You ain't no killer now.
Hey,
you come on my
killer.
Show talking about you a killer, man.
I'm a known killer,
mouth.
So I can't.
You're a mush mouth, Kimo. You're a mush mouth. You ain't doing that. You run a hike. You ain't all that, Kimo.
Kyle,
you ain't all right.
I'm a known killer. I can't. See, that's why. See, you know what, Kyle? You know what? That's why you asked me for something, because you know I'm a known killer.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this here, Kimo, and this real talk, man. Whatever a man say he is, that's what he is, but I don't buy that, Kimo. You don't show me that. You don't show me. I seen you when you first got out there. You had pretty good, Kimo, but you didn't stay. You had problems.
You know what, though, when
you
got
to do that, but it's one thing I like about you, Kimo. You're a go-getter. I like that about you. So that's the reason I come out my class to try your class. I know I can't win, but, hey, who knows?
Kala, what you saying you need?
What I say I need to cut the two bulbs on and let you wait for the lights to come down. And when I get on out there, you come catch me.
Where you going? To the quarter mile for that?
I got a Cadillac, man. I got to shake it off. Man, I weigh 2 tons of fun, man.
Oh, man, you're going to have to stop buying them Cadillacs, man. They tugboats there.
Hey, man, that's what I'm – hey, man, listen here. I'm trying to race anybody any way I can. If you want to race a Cadillac trying everybody, man.
Oh, I hear you. Well,
I'm trying to go, man.
We're going to come up with something come race season.
Yeah, if we're at the same track and we had your car there, my car there, the Cadillac there, and the midgets, man, we're going to try something, Kimo, for
the
fans.
Gonna do something, man. We got to jump in the
We're going to do something for the fans, man, because we got to let
the
Kimo fans know we're just not on this show talking.
Okay.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, this the Reverend, man. I just got to say this to
amen.
You because I ain't never said it.
Say amen. Let the church say amen. What's going on, Rev?
Hey, man, I just got to say this here, man. I gave a race in Norwalk, Ohio, and that sun gun you had there, boy, I tell you, that sun gun left and didn't drop the tire until you got to the eighth. I ain't seen that car run like that again. Wherever
hey,
that tune is, you got to find it.
Hey, listen, that man right there, he put a tune in that car, and boy, that motherfucker been everything up under the rear end. But you know
hey,
what?
Man.
And after
yes,
that, he could not get that car to go back. You know what he was doing after that? He was just trying to milk me some money. So he wouldn't give me what I needed. So, but I'm with some bad boys right now. So,
hey man, wherever that tune is, you had the right one, baby.
Yeah,
amen to Kimo. He's riding that day.
Hey, man, the man didn't set the front tire down until after the ace.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Hey, man, y'all talking too much. Get back to the shit talking. Get back to the shit talking. Y'all telling too much. Man, sound like, what are you going to do, man?
I'm standing
hey,
by.
Hey, Kimo, I told you, man. I know about you, man. I know about you, Kimo. You out of my class, but Kimo, I just want to race you, Kimo. I tell you what, you bring your tow vehicle and I run my tow vehicle, and we in the same. You ain't got to give me nothing. How that sound, Kimo?
I'm gonna put a tune on this bitch, dear.
I'm gonna bring my Cadillac. I'm gonna bring the Escalade. I'm gonna bring the ESV. And man, we gonna get down. I'm on 29, and we gonna see what you can do, man. I'm on 29.
Hey, Cadillac, I'm going to put y'all on mute. I'm going in this place, man. There's going to be a lot of noise. But I'm going to be listening. I'll jump in if I have to.
All right, Kimo. Your phone on mute, Volkswagen.
All right.
Next caller, come on in and holler at the round table with your host, the Cadillac. Let's roll, baby. You got any hands up out there? If you ain't scared, push that one button. Push the one button. Let me hear
we
you
got,
say something to the Cadillac.
Hey, Cadillac, you got some people on there. Just some people went to mute to go take care of something, but you got a bunch of people on.
Okay.
Where's the Rev at?
Rev, he's taking care of something right now. He on mute.
I'm right here. I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Just give me a minute. I'm eating this gumbo, and I'm gonna get back in. I'm standing back.
All right, well, you're gonna take care of the gumbo.
Yay.
All right, now the Rev is on break.
Cadillac.
What we got
Jeff
out there?
Give me one second, Cadillac. I got somebody that's opened up.
All right.
What's going on, Cadillac?
Hey, how you doing there, my brothers? Welcome to the round table.
Yeah, this ain't nobody but Larry, man. Coming in,
hey,
man.
Hey, Uncle Larry, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I had to cue in, man. They tell me y'all finna get some lock-ins and we finna have some shit talk. We finna have a whole bunch of fun around the round table this evening. Is that true?
Hey, Uncle Larry, that's what we try. That's what we on, Uncle Larry. We start off talking about these snitches. Think about these so-called grudge racist snitches that own the team and break bad and go tell everybody.
And
kind of like, you know, you got to have, it take all kind of people to make the world go round. Kind of like you got your haters, you got your the jealous bunch. You got it all, man. You know, but the main thing about it, as long as we put our entities together and we stick together and do what we're going to do, hey, man, this shit going to work out, man. You know, let them do that. The haters, if they want to come and hate, come on, pay your $20 and hate. We don't mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ones that's jealous, come on, pay your $20.
I agree with that, Uncle Larry.
Yeah. Yeah,
I heard something the other night that I was on a show that you know, talking about this and talking about that. But I say that would make the racing game go on. But if you're a true cat and you be with a certain posse, I don't think you should put their business out in the street.
Well, you know,
I
bet you I can identify with what you're talking about, and you ain't even told me. I bet you I can identify with it. Yeah, I bet y'all got nothing wrong with it. You know one thing you know about me, Cal, like, I don't bite my tongue.
What'd you say? I
didn't hear you.
I say one thing about it. I don't bite my tongue. No, I got something to say. I'm going to say it, you know, but I ain't worried about what the next person got and all this different kind of stuff. You know, in the grudge game, man, if you're going to get out, go on and get out. That's it, you know.
Right. Don't talk about
because
it.
Because of the simple fact that it ain't nothing but taking a chance anyway, because ain't no guarantee in drag racing.
Ain't no guarantee in drag. You said a whole bunch right there, Uncle Larry.
That's right.
Now, since ain't you no said that, we can go to a new topic, Uncle Larry. What new topic do you want to talk about tonight? That you done killed it right there. You done stopped the show.
You know what I want to talk about? Get your ass down. That's what I want to talk about. You know, come on, lock in. Let them come on in and lock in. Let's get
Let's
out,
lock
man.
In. We got somebody want to lock in out there. We want some lock ins. All around the world, we want some lock ins.
Yes, sir. But I'm going to get out the way so you can let the next person in. Who knows? The person behind me might want to lock somebody in or something. So, you know. I'm going to put myself on mute, and I'm going to lay back, and y'all come on with it, baby boy.
I appreciate you, Uncle Larry.
All right.
Stringer, you open.
What's going on, baby? Welcome to the round take.
That's Eastside Stranglers, man.
What's up, Stranglers?
What up? Man, the other day you were the Cadillac talk show?
Man, that's how Cadillac get out, baby. I told you we float, baby. We don't do no dipping. We float. I told him I'd float right over you, Strangler. I'm going straight through the camp.
Well, you get like Larry said, get your ass down.
They get down on June the 7th. Am I correct? Is that the date?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's it, baby. I want you to be healthy. I want you to lay there, come with no talk about lay down on your back. You got this, you got that. But I understand. But I want one thing for you to do, get to that line, man. I want you to get to that line. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Because I'm going to be waiting.
We going to be there.
Man, I want y'all to, you know, to punk out now. Now, if y'all got a problem, let me know, man, before time.
Hey, don't no punk come from over here.
Okay. That's what your mouth say. I ain't going to tell you that. That ain't what they've been telling me, but I know you your own man. I'm going to let y'all come with us. But, hey, that's all I want you to do. Come up and stand up.
Yeah, we coming on with it.
I want y'all to be soldiers now. I want you to be. But, see, y'all just a stepping stone for me from where I'm trying to go because I'm at the bottom. I'm coming to the top, baby. Y'all really ain't in the way, but I got, you know, this has been going on for 4 years, so it's time to get it in.
You know, sometimes they say you stumble on your way to the top.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to stumble, though, baby. Cadillacs don't stumble, baby. That's four. Four is going to go out. Hey, that's it.
Hey.
So I just want y'all to know, only thing y'all got to do, come on, all them Eastside stragglers, stranglers,
But I'm going to call y'all stragglers right now because y'all ain't did nothing.
Right.
Y'all a bunch of fun. Y'all will go, but y'all just ain't got no power. I don't respect for it. Boy, they got nothing coming but on the side of the road talking about can I find a hotel because they need some hard
you said a four.
You understand what I'm saying?
You talking about that Mustang.
I'm talking about that Cutlass. I'm talking about that Malibu y'all got in there. I'm talking about all the Eastside Strugglers camp. I'm going through there.
Where we going?
Whatever one y'all putting up to the front, I'm knocking them off. I want the baddest one first. I'm coming through. Don't y'all get scared now. Don't you get scared of the cat.
How about this, dude? We'll throw all of them in the hat. You pick your poison.
Joe. Come on. What's going on? Man, the round table, we trying to get it in, some lock-ins.
Man, I know if you on here, ain't going to be no racing at all.
Well, that's what you say. That's what you say, baby boy.
Yeah, that's what I say.
That's what I say.
I hear you talking real hard about the stranglers, but you don't want them troubles.
Man, I want them troubles. Trust me.
Hey, Tyler,
like,
did you ever lock Chuck in here? Did you ever lock
what?
Chuck in with that Monte Carlo?
Man, Chuck, he can go. I already told him. We locked in. We going to go. We already settled that, man.
I told y'all, man,
if I'm at a track and he there, my car there, his car, we going down, man. I told y'all. Y'all strugglers, you stragglers, you wagglers, whatever y'all call y'all stuff. Y'all have no respect for me until you knock me off. Y'all ain't got enough sense to do that.
Can I ask you one question?
You can ask the Cadillac. Which one to ask the Cadillac?
You ain't going to be begging when you come in.
Man, I ain't begging for nothing.
Okay.
I'm a grown man.
One more question, grown man. You going to get in that cockpit?
Man, you know what? Like I told y'all before, man, I got a driver, and I let my driver drive. But if you want me to get in there, you got to make it fair for me.
If you love your money, you shouldn't. But if you do, I might even make the clock to you.
You say what?
I said if you get in there, you must don't love your money. But if you get in there, I'll make the pot even sweeter. I tell you what you do.
When I'm there and you there and you say you want to make that pot really sweet, I may get in there. I ain't gonna say I won't. I ain't gonna say I will. But if you make it right and make me want to, you make me.
When I get older, you boy, you ain't gonna have none of that. You better go and get you a Yugo like you used to ride when I get done with you.
Look at him, man. It ain't gonna happen, bro.
You better apologize. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I ain't got to apologize, man, because y'all ain't going nowhere. I ain't studying y'all, man.
Hey,
I keep telling y'all, like man.
Joe.
Yeah, this the Cadillac, man. Come on, Shawty.
Cadillac
Joe. Hey, but I ain't telling you so, bro.
Come on with it.
Can I say
who calling the Cadillac? Who calling the Cadillac, first of all? Who want to sit at the round table with the Cadillac?
Sound like you got another problem.
Hey, man, that's life.
Hey,
it's a problem if you let it be a problem. That ain't
Cadillac.
No problem. Yeah,
Cadillac.
I'm listening at you.
Can I say something for a minute?
Man, say something, man. Come on.
All right. First of all, I'd like to thank all my guys that came out and wished my family well. That's the first thing. And
what's
then,
up, Chuck?
I don't even know the topic tonight, but what were they saying about a shootout or a contest or something?
No, we was talking about the snitches. What you think about the snitches? Do you think they're good for drag racing or for the grudge world, or what you think?
Hell no.
Hey, Chuck.
You just got to keep their ass guessing, that's all.
Right. Hey, Chuck. Like I said, a shout out to your family, man. You know, we don't know what happened, but our prayers is out to you. But we're always talking about, you know, basically this guy's saying they was in your group or they could have been somebody else's group or someone in the group said something about your car to someone else. Do you think that's cool or not? You know, it could be how fast around, engine size, whatever.
No, that ain't cool at all. And then, everybody.
Is there a loyalty to the game?
Huh?
Is there a loyalty in the game as far as that's concerned?
Well, you know what? I don't know about everybody else's crew.
Mm-hmm.
But I know as far as our crew, you know, we don't say shit. That's why we don't even be on the radio that much. You know, the TV shows or whatever the talk shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Put your money up and get a lane and try and beat us. That's all.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's why Cadillac Joe keep ducking me.
Hey, look here, man. Cadillac ain't ducking you, man. I tell you what, brother. I tell you what we're going to do, man. If I see you at the track, you got your car, and I got my car, and I don't have no problem, you have no problem, down on your neck I go, youngster.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
You not nothing, man. You my brother. But
hey,
when we get in them lanes and them lights, you ain't nobody.
You just do what you're supposed to do Wednesday, that's all.
Hey, look here, man. I done told you what I'm gonna do, man. I be to see you, man. I told you. All right. You get that cash together and lock it up. Down on you I go, cause you ain't nothing, man. You's a squirrel.
Yeah. All right. Any other fool?
And you ain't gonna get no nuts. You ain't got enough sense to get no.
I ain't got no sense.
I know it's that. That's what I say.
I'll run anyone.
So if you ain't said nothing. So I'm gonna tell you like this here.
I'm
gonna tell you just like this here. You one of them strugglers? You one of them Chi-Town wannabe hustlers? On back order you go. Your time ain't come yet. So go back.
I'll run anybody on this line.
Go. You gonna lay on your stomach?
Man, I ain't up with that bullshit. I said I'll run anybody on this line.
You ain't
got to
be up with it, man. You ain't got to be up with it. You go back and hibernate. We ain't got time to talk to the Cubs tonight.
Hey, Kevin, you know it ain't nothing but snitches
sir.
Out here. You know it ain't nothing but snitches out here. They want to tell
what you got.
It don't make no difference. People got good shit and they just don't know what to do with it.
Right.
You know?
That's real.
Yeah, you can have some good shit and some bad shit. As long as y'all make it work, you make it work, right?
That's right. You know?
It ain't what you do. It's how you do it.
Them big-ass motors and picking on street cars and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They know who I'm talking about.
King Bull, you've been in the game for a long time, dude. You've been in the game over 30 years, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, street racing, you know what I'm saying? 87th Street in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's where we all come from.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from all you guys here on the show tonight. I mean, you know, we just try to do something to keep the show going on Friday night and have a good time. You know, ain't nobody getting personal, just having a good time. And like I say, Chuck, you always been good to me. So, you know, we you know, ain't never had no problem with nobody. I don't get into that personal shit with people.
Yeah, I don't either. I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But, I like to listen to the shows when I can. And tonight, I'm definitely going to listen.
Personal junk don't even have any place in drag racing, man. What's happening, guys? What's happening?
Mr. B.
That personal junk don't even have a place in drag racing. You know, I don't understand people. How you get personal? Call me anything you want to call me. Just don't call me late to eat. And they get the grill going, I'm good.
That's what's happening.
That's
real talk.
Yeah, man. I had never even met this brother before, but Wick and I was on the phone talking about a month ago. Like I told Wick, call me anything you want to call me. Just get that grill together. He said, well, dude, you sure going to eat? I said, well, I'm sure going to be there either. I don't know how they get off of this, my job, man. Be your feeling at home. Bet what you can afford to lose. If you lose that, the money that now, don't get me wrong, I have bet a lot of money in gambling. But it was money that I could throw on the ground and walk away. And then whoever pick it up. That's the kind of money you bet. You know, you should never gamble your rent money, your car note money. You gamble money that you can walk, lay on the ground, and then whoever get rabbit. That's the kind of money comes to you. You don't have personal feelings if you lose. You're not all that angry if you lose. If you win, you win. Yeah.
It's a whole new group out here, and they don't understand what you just said.
They don't understand no part of it, man. I swear they don't.
They don't. They trying to be who they ain't.
We raised the guy once. He in the penitentiary now. We raised the guy with my name of commentate. Common paid us off. Guy told him he shouldn't pay. And Common said, how can I not pay when this man just drove me 1,400 feet? The pot was $100 short. No, it was $50 short. The man brought $100 down, and he said, I should have given you inches just for being short. He didn't know you were short. He said, I didn't do it on purpose. We didn't think he did it on purpose. You know, the man paid extra just because he was short on the money. I mean, I don't know how people put personal in what part of that is drag racing?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like putting the I in team. What part of I is in team? What part of the person is in team racing? You know? I've said a million times now. I've said this a million times on the show. Drag, I always use him because he's a personal friend of mine that we've known a long time. He's a guy who will come to your garage, do anything he can to help you, and then try to drag race you against you and trying to help you. We'll tell you, man, this is right, or you should do this, you should do that. I know this works. But that's when drag races are really drag races. You know, I don't understand this new crew. I can't get with it.
Yeah. They taking all the camaraderie out the game, you know. That's what
it is.
Yeah,
it's so fun, that's for sure.
You know, you're supposed to lose, win, go have chicken. You know. They don't know nothing about that. Hey, Kevin, I'm going on mute, man.
All right, King Boo.
All right.
All right, Chuck, man.
Stay on. Hey, King Boo, stay on, though. You know, your mic is open. Just
yeah. I'm going to listen to it on the computer, but I have my phone on, though.
Okay, sir.
All right.
Next caller.
All our mics are open. Everybody is open. They want to take themselves off mute. We don't put nobody. We open up mics as soon as we can, and we not put nobody on mute unless, you know, we get background noise. That's it. But everyone enjoy the show and have a good time.
That's just like now, man. Everybody should be calling Jefferson support, brother. Everybody out there should be calling this number, man, just to issue out support to a brother that's trying to do something for you. I mean, Cadillac Joe, I'm sure Cadillac could do something else right now with his time other than had his show. He's doing it for two reasons. He's doing it because he likes what he's doing, and he's doing it for the racing brothers.
Yeah.
We all should be calling to get us some support.
Yeah, and people should support Joe.
Yeah, I try to make sure they come on just for that reason.
That's it. To give support, man. To keep the next man, keep him inspired, man. To keep him going. Because sometimes you guys, you know, you come home, ain't nothing happening. You want to hear some drag racing, hear some talk, and ain't nothing new.
You wind down. I guess you wind down, man. It's unwind,
yeah.
Really. You know, I listen to every show every night. Every show that comes around, I listen to it. And it may not be a show of my interest at that time, but it's a support to a racing brother. That's mainly what, you know, what it's for.
Trying to make it happen, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on, sir.
Hey, Larry, tell us to give me a holler, man. Give me a holler.
Yeah. What up, D?
Well, Larry, tell that fool to give me a call, man. I need a holler.
Okay.
Larry, you hear me? Larry.
Yeah.
You hear me?
What'd you say?
I have to tell that fool to give me a call. I need to holler.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey guys, we got somebody listening to the TV. If you can, mute your mic or just turn the TV down. Other than that, we on a good show.
Hey guys, we got
somebody listening to the TV. Just like
Larry.
I don't want
to mute
nobody's mic.
Every night you hear him calling in, and he's not even a lot of nights he calling in. He's not even trying to get in the topic. He just calling in just
mm-hmm.
to support the brother. You know.
Yeah,
we have we can call ourselves drag racers, and we love this game that we love so much. We want to support a brother that's doing it solely for us.
You got to love this, man. You got to love this here. You got to love this. This game, you got to love it. You know, yo, I don't lost a relationship because of this here, man. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, I love racing. I love cars, man. And if I could get out here and do what I do, man, and bring joy to somebody else and they're in the same game, I mean, if I can help her, man, I'm with this. Those ladies, she's going to have to understand. If she can't understand, then I just catch up when I catch her. Next, come on in. That's just real, man. Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to my ex today. She called me. She's like, what you finna do? I say, I got to get on my show. You know, we're trying to get this show off the ground. He say, there you go. I say, you love that more than you love me. I say, well, that's what you say. If it's something you like to do, if I'm going to be with you, I got to support you.
That's what I'm saying. If we support each other, man. This thing would be super great if we supported each other, man, you know, instead
man,
of hating on each other so far and so on. See, I ain't got no time. I done learned a long time ago. I ain't got no time to hate on nobody because I'm too busy loving myself, you know,
and I love what I do, and I enjoy my life,
and I'm going to try to enjoy my life all the way clean out to the other end. I ain't got time to be hating on nobody. For what?
No,
you
know,
I want to see
I ain't never been no hater. Never been no hater.
You know what?
Never that.
You know what, Larry? You ever notice when you find a person that's hating on you, anyone hating on a person, period, you ever notice where hate comes from? Hate comes from a person disliking you doing what they wish they could do.
That's it.
That's all hate is.
Now, D, you said something right there. Now, that's
hate on you.
Well, see, the young folks, they don't understand that. They don't understand that.
Yeah, man. I got a million guys I can hate on if I had them to hate on them. Because everybody's drag racing, doing what I want to do. I can't afford to race right now. So they're doing exactly what I want to do. So I'm going to hate on them because they're doing it and I'm not.
No.
Hey, man, I got a 71 GS. I was the fastest thing ever coming through the city with a Buick when I was racing. Well, as time went on, I got passed up. So Drag and I was standing around the track one day talking, and someone asked the question, who's the fastest, me or Didi? I said, Didi. He's the fastest. Why should I hate that man because he doing what I wish I could do? That's all hate is. That's all, man. That's all it is.
Hey, guys, you guys got some more callers. You got Big Sham. You got 202-3971 is on the show.
All right.
What's up, Cadillac
Joe? Hey, how you doing there, Big Sham? Welcome to the round table, brother. Glad to hear you on, man. Appreciate you, man.
Oh, ain't no problem. I didn't even know you had no show. Somebody just texted me and said you had a show. I'm just not getting off work. I had to call in and support you.
I appreciate that,
hey,
brother.
Hey, Sham. Hey,
yes,
Sham,
sir.
Can you let everybody know your number and what time your show come on so they can support you too, bro?
Oh, yeah. Every Thursday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, 619-768-7235.
And if you didn't get the number, if anybody didn't get the number, just, you know, everybody's mic is open. You know, just let Big Sham know, say, man, get the number again. He has an excellent show. Y'all need to get on that show and listen. You know, support him.
Yeah. I appreciate that, man.
What's up, boy?
What's up? Who's that? What's up, brother Larry? Who's that? Who?
It's Stokes.
Oh, what's up, Stokes? How you feel, babe?
What up? I'm all right.
Hey, I'm just listening in, brother Cadillac Joe. I'm just listening in on you, brother. Give you a little support.
I appreciate it, bro. Big Sammy, man. Man, enjoyed
about.
The show last night.
That's what's up.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. We got a topic talking about the haters, man. So everybody give me a little opinion on that, you know. Trying to see, you know, we already know where they come from, man, but you know what? They make us stronger, really. I appreciate them. I'm going to tell you like that.
You said haters. What's the topic? What did you say the topic is?
The topic is about the grudge racers, what they call these guys, the haters.
Basically, Sharon, we're talking about is if a guy was in your group, or another guy comes over and runs over to you and says, hey, man, I know this guy got in his car. And then you might tell him, you know what, dude, I'm a true grudge racer, you know, get the fuck on. You know, basically, what's your opinion about that?
Well, what, I mean, really, why would you even believe the other guy, whatever, how he know?
Right, but we get a lot of guys like that. It's been coming out. So, you know, we just want to chime on and see, you know, what people thought.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, people going to say and do whatever they want to do. It's just up to you. I mean, yeah. I heard somebody say that's what makes the world go round. They gonna do it. So I mean, you can't fall into no traps with that. People gonna say what they want to say. Man, your business. That's bottom line up top. Man, your own business.
That's right. That's right. Be about your own business.
Right. That's what we was talking about. You know, you gotta. You know, a lot of guys they play like they're in your camp. They with you, but when you say something to them or they get mad at you, whatever the case may, they go out and tell. What's your motor size? What you done did here? What you done did there? Well, they shouldn't have said nothing. If they had a problem with you, they should have pulled you to the side and said it to you and kept it like that.
That sound good, but that's not gonna happen.
That ain't gonna happen. But that's what it should be, because there's a lot of guys out here that say they men, but they wear panties. You understand what I'm saying? So I call them snitches.
Well, if you see somebody and you see them with one person, you know, they might be with them for a little while. Then the next time you see them, they hanging with somebody else for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
They camp jumpers. I don't know. I don't know if I would be listening to a camp jump anyway.
Hey,
Sham.
Yeah.
Big Sham, all you guys,
yeah.
You guys got Kid on the line. Kid just got in. He on the line.
What's happening, everybody?
Hey,
what's going on, kid?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just chilling. Just got in, you know, from that old hard day's work. Thought I'd call in and see if this number was alive or whatever. And I see it is.
Oh, yeah, man. We try to bring it back, man. Have a little topic talking about snitches, you know. What they do for the game and everything like that, you know. But, you know, like I said, I like snitches. Snitches make the game go on, because if they weren't snitches, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Right. Like you said, snitches help make the world go round, man.
That's it.
Snitches help make the world go round. Yep.
Right.
Because half the time, they don't know what they're talking about no way. They're just gossiping.
That's right.
At least 75% of the time.
They're just like a broad that's trying to get next to you. They don't know how they're going to talk about any and everything, trying to get your curiosity up so they can get next to you.
Right, because they can't look at no more than tell how big it is. You know,
no.
You have to go on the inside of the motor to find out how big a motor is. All of them right. Got them looking like.
Hey, some of them say that the motor talk to them and tell off on itself.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Where's Rev at, y'all?
You know.
Where's Rev at? Now you got the Bishop on. You got Bishop Ken on tonight.
I'm here.
And we got the Reverend on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, Rev, come in and say a few things there, Rev. We ain't heard nothing from you.
You
finished the gumbo?
Just about probably. Hey, Big Sam.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. I'm knocking that gumbo out right now. I'm scraping the bottom of the bowl right now. Give me a minute. I don't want y'all to hear this.
Knock it out.
Big Sam, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still.
Hey, Big Sam, the race that you're giving, is it going to be eighth of mile, quarter mile, or is it going to be eighth of mile and quarter mile?
Yeah.
It's going to be eighth mile or quarter mile, either one you want to do.
Okay.
Right. That sounds
right.
Good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Either one you want to do, it's fine with me.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't get it. Yeah, we're going to have a party. South side versus the west side, right?
Kind of like Joe, is it all right if I announce that, that, you know, about my race?
Man, go ahead,
sure.
On, brother.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay. June the 7th, south side of Chicago versus the west side of Chicago.
That's the name of the event.
And Illinois and Indiana against the world.
It is.
June 7th. at No Limit Raceway. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be really big. Got people coming from all over.
We got to support you. We're gonna support you, brother. We're gonna support you.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. It's not just for me. I mean, it's for us. You know, that's the whole purpose. So I just wanted to, you know, give everybody a heads up. If you didn't know, now you know.
Big Sam in the building. Well?
Yeah, I'm here.
I tell you what. Now, I got a question for you guys. My question is, what can we do to help 2014 be successful at our local track? And we all know that's 41. Since we got a lot of 41 guys on here, Chicago yeah. guys on here. What can we do?
Go.
Yeah, for Cadillac.
Huh?
Hey, you know what? They should try to get that Streets of Chaos back together like it used to be back in the day.
But the Chaos, man, the Chaos got really weak, man.
Man,
it went from being real good to...
That's the first time I went to the track in like 2003. And I went to the Chaos, and I'm somebody used to be wall to wall, racing all night.
Yeah.
I said it once before. We'll leave there and go over to Chicago or any other designated place that we'd like to go to and do our thing after the track.
Yeah, we did. But then, you know, too, they changed the time on it, too, because they used to go from I think it was like
five
o'clock to 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock or something like that. Then they changed it up from 4 o'clock to 12 o'clock. That's the farthest that they would go. So they said it had something to do with the noise or something out there.
I'm saying,
what can we do to improve that track, man? We need to get with them guys and see if we can get a meeting with them or what? You know, 40, you know, I don't know. We need to put that on the table,
people,
too.
That's their business. They should know what they want to do to keep their clientele up. You know what I'm saying? Because I hear a lot of people talking about going to the Grove.
But we the ones who come out there.
Yeah.
You know, man, you know, really, I like Rockford. That's the track I like.
Yeah.
I like Byron.
Yep.
Yeah.
But like I say, man, it's on the south side, man, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
And Byron,
yeah.
Byron would be super if they had lights. It would be super.
Man.
They stayed open late.
Byron would be the track, man. But you know what, I think Kellek is really hitting on something here when he's saying about improving 41. Because I'm thinking this way is because I like the Grove, I like Byron, I like 66, and what am I really saying? I like all the tracks. But 41 tend to be the only one that you can basically do anything you want to do.
You want to do, exactly.
You really can't take over no other track but 41. We basically we take over 41 when we get there. Anything short of a murder goes down there. So that's the track that I think we really should concentrate on making that track better some type of way. Whether it be because of some type of treatment to treat the track.
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Well, you know what, though, D? Hey, D.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, this is one of our weakest entities I'm going to speak on. And that is all the power in drag racing is in the people, you know. And if we get together and form us a little union and go to the guy with it and so far and so on, we might be able to do that, you know. But when it comes time for us to get together as a group, a lot of people back out, you know. And we need everybody's support when we try to do something, because
Right.
Like
right.
They're saying, together we stand, divided we fall. We can get all that done, man. You know, we can get it done, man. You know, because we the one that
I
makes if it ain't for us, if it wasn't for us, it ain't going to be no track.
Don't mean to cut y'all off, but this is why I think the radio, this is why I think the talk shows will come in handy. You know, they can spread it all over the talk show. Basically, 41 needs to do something about them washrooms, man.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. We got Grinding Pounders on the line.
And how to get people in there much quicker, you know, than what they be doing. You know, you know, at 66 and all the other tracks that I've been to, and I've been to a lot of tracks all over the country, they got people that's coming out to the cars, getting all the information, and then they rushing you, you know, collecting money and rushing you on through. At 41, I mean, man, it seems like they just, hey, I get there when I get there. And then you got traffic and shit all backed up out on the roads and can on. That don't make such a good place, you know, to go.
No. Well, see, that's one suggestion right there. That's what I'm saying. And you just hit something that I think is very important, too. You said these talk shows. These talk shows could really play a very important part in improving. Because, see, what happened is that I don't even know who owned the track now. I kind of got off on that. But whoever owned that track, if he's not listening, then someone that knows them are listening. And they will easily spread the word that, hey, these guys are talking about unifying themselves and not coming to your track if you don't blah, blah, A, B, C, and D. Now, you got one guy saying that we think that could be the main track. I mean, in this grudge racing world, we could forget 66. Everybody loves it. We love 66 because it's a state of our track. Let's take that out of the equation because it's not going to happen. What we do at 41, what we do at Rockford and the Grove, can't never happen at 66. They don't give a damn, we don't come there. It's just facts and facts. They don't
That's
give
true.
Come there.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And see, in a lot of ways, I'm like, Larry, I can't speak on nothing but the truth. If I speak on something that's not the truth, it's because I get it that way and I didn't know no better. But we can forget that. 41 is what we know we can do.
Right.
NHRA is right. So they
right.
Six and
six
right there.
66 is owned by the NHRA, so you'll never get that crowd like you do 66. At 41.
66 owned by NASCAR.
And you absolutely
it's right. It's an NHRA track. If you buy a beer, the NHRA track, they govern from a totally different body than 41 do.
Mm-hmm.
41 is way more lenient.
Yeah.
66 truly don't give a care if you don't come out there because they're going to make their money regardless.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I got something to say about that. Hello? No, you can't have it at NHRA track. I had one in Norwalk, Ohio. That's an NHRA track. I had a grudge race, no wood clocks off there. The first grudge race, matter of fact.
I'm not saying you can't have it. I never said you couldn't have it. I said you're not going to have what we do at 41 at 66. And that's what
no,
I'm saying.
No, never in life.
Now you see what I'm saying. We take over 41. We do anything we want to do 41, like I said, short of a murder. And if 66, if the truth be told, and I know Larry and I know Kid will agree with what I'm about to say, 66 don't give a damn if you don't come in there.
So you right, right.
Don't.
Now, hey, Mr. B, I got a question for
open
you.
Up.
Okay. Mr. B.
Right.
Mr. B, I got a question for you. If we don't, I'm going to ask you a question for everybody. If we don't support these guys who don't support us, should we go or should we not go?
No. If you don't support the track that supports you, if the track supports us, that's the track we should support, in my opinion. See, that's what I was about to say. They made $1 million, I made over $1 million just in testing tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they give a shit about whether we come there with this little grudge racing thing we're doing? They just don't.
We got some background noise. If somebody can please mute their mic.
Yeah, it's like somebody eating some corn chips or
something. Yeah, I don't want to have to mute nobody's mic. You know, we're having a good time. So, you know, if you can, please, if you're not talking, you know, appreciate if you can mute your mic so But no, what I'm saying is, like, well, 41. Let me just give some scenario. We went to 41 when the North invaded the South, and they hyped up the race and told the guys all there. And then I'm not just saying guys from the North and the South, but I'm talking people in general was like, ain't this a B? Because they told us we're gonna race just about all night, and they started pushing the way I feel like they got our money and pushed us out the door. And I've heard a lot of guys saying, you know what, I didn't tow my car up there. I'm not going back there. I'm going to prep the track, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is if a person doesn't support us, because we grudge races, we want to track prep too.
Well, I heard a guy, like I said, I listen to every show, every night. I'm listening to whatever show. Actually, I'm bounced. Some nights you have the 619 number and the 340. I'm bouncing from one state to another. But what I'm saying, if I'm getting at that, just a few nights ago, they had a guy on. I don't forget his name now, but I'm sure someone on the show heard him. And what he does is he's a track prep specialist. He knows.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Okay, so a guy like that is who someone, first of all, Larry said it best. First of all, you need to organize and stay strong. You know, like the old lady said in Sunday, Move a Soul Food, she said a fist can strike a mighty blow, but a finger does nothing. So first you do that. And then you get in touch with a guy like that that will get in return, get him to come to a 41, get in touch with the owners, let them know, hey, man, the owner of 41 need to be, I mean, this need to be strictly enforced to his ears, that if you think for one second that we're going to continue to tear our cars up out here at your track because you don't prep this track properly, it's not going to happen. So what we have done as a unifying body, we have contacted a young man that knows exactly what this track needs to be done to this track to get this track in working order. And this is who you need to talk to. So here's his number. Now, if everyone, well, see, the thing to do, you in trucking, I'm in trucking. So what I'm about to say, you know it'll be true. When Teamsters were Teamsters, when they said they're coming out, it shut down. But see, it doesn't have that unified body no more. It's hard to get people to stick together now. We'll say it, but then we won't do it. If everyone truly stuck together and said, hey, I'm with 41 for just 1 week, I guarantee you whoever on that track will be in contact with somebody on one of these shows to try to find out what they could do, what need to be done, what you won't do. Do y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not going to do that when we run out there and give them that money and say, yeah, with it.
Then he ain't going to do nothing. No different.
That's right.
Nope.
Look at this way, guys. Look at this way. Just like Mr. B said, if he's not going to do what you guys asked him to do, now, I'm not no expert, but VHT, a 55-gallon drum is about what? Let's just say, I'm giving shooting number out there, and anyone wants to call me, that's fine. But say it's $350, okay? You got $350. You made X amount of dollars. You can pay your employees to prep the track. Now, if they can't prep the track, then just let us know, that's fine, and we won't come.
That's it, that's all. If you can't prep it, we won't come.
That's right.
Now, see, we used to take VHT to the street, and we would prep the start inspection, and then we'll go on down the track. We actually walk down the street 200-300 feet. Well, I say
y'all need to talk about something else. Y'all beating the dead horse talking about 41 prepping the track.
That's not what we're talking about.
Cal City Cal.
All right, Cal City Cal.
Listen,
not to badger you anyway, but would you go spend your money? Just give you a scenario. Would you go spend your money? I'm going to give you a scenario. Would you go spend your money in a motel and you bring your wife and your children there? And I got roaches running around there. And you come upstairs. And I'm promoting that my track. I'm promoting my motel is nice. And then you come downstairs. You say, sir, I don't feel comfortable here. And I tell you, well, you already here. I'm not giving you money back. How would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving a scenario.
I'd be pissed off.
Okay. So what we're trying to say is, I mean, I don't know if everybody else about you. I get on the bandwagon. What I'm saying is that if you go spend your money at 41, you hope to bring your car home that day. You know what? I didn't mean to say that. You go to a track,
And
you said it right.
You spend your money.
You bring it home that day.
Right. You hope to bring that car home that day. And you want your wife and your kids to see you. You know? All I'm saying is that because I look at people as Gregory, a bunch of ignorant folks. Why are we ignorant folks and we spend money to travel? We spend money to, you know, do our thing. You know, what these guys understand is that they don't have to pay out nothing. All they got to do is accommodate us. They don't have no, like, a bracket race. They don't have to worry they got to pay out. Well, but if I get 100 cars here, I'm going to pay out $5,000 that day. They ain't got to worry about that. It's a guaranteed race. You know what I'm saying? They might get 100 of us come through the door or 200, 300, 400 of us come through the door. So you times that by 40 or 50, whatever they charge us. And you tell it, I'm not saying you're telling me. What I'm saying is that we can get a trap that's prepped and safe for us. I don't think that's fair.
Hey, Kyle said it. Let me say this, man. Don't never, ever think in your wildest dream that it's a dead horse. Because what my brother just said.
I guarantee you don't.
Listen, what my brother just told you, I'm going to show you something. Just going what he just said. I was in Jackson, Mississippi. Lady told me how nice the rooms were. I took my wife, my daughter, and my son, and we went to our room. The door had no lock on it. She told me to put a chair up under the door. I asked, what's your damn food? I said, I want my money back, and I go get another room. She told me, I can't give you money back. I told my wife, I said, what you do? I said, stay right here. I'm going to go find me a phone. And they didn't have a cell phone when Papa did. I said, I'm going to find me a phone. She said, oh, you can use my phone. I said, I don't think you want me to use your phone because I'm calling immigration. So when I said that, what did she do? She threw my money back to me quickly. So you can get action done. That's what I'm getting at. You can get action done. If he sees that his account number has fallen drastically from, say, I'm going to use the number of 4,000 people down to 200 people on the Sunday.
The numbers already failed.
No, they
haven't failed a long time ago.
They haven't failed. I mean, you know what? No, I know they haven't failed.
Man, I'm telling you. A lot of top sportsman cars used to go there. Used to be Pro Mods there years ago.
He don't need that crowd. Why? Because he's still getting 4,000 or 5,000 people in there. Because we go every Sunday.
Yes, sir.
We go every Friday night. There.
No.
That's what I'm getting at.
No.
That's what
he ain't getting that many people every weekend.
Man, every time I go out there, it's packed. Biz event, packed.
Not no 4,000 or 5,000 people. I shouldn't be saying it on the radio because I don't want to screw nobody else upcoming events up. But that track is garbage.
I won't say the track is garbage. I'm not going to say that. But what I will say, it could be better.
It could be better. But me knowing Denny, he ain't going to do nothing.
Do you have kids?
Do I have kids?
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have kids.
Okay, when your kids go against your rule, what do you do? You have to take action, right? If your kids go against your rule, if you tell your child to be home at 10 and they came home at 2, you take action against that child, right? It's the same thing.
What they got to do with 41.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get you to see the same thing with this track. If we never take any action as racists against that track will continue to do what it's doing. If we as drag race, not just great race, but drag race alone, take action against that track, it would drastically change.
That's true, but the thing you got to do is mind the word.
As long as that man on that track, and as long as we go to that track, I guarantee you, y'all can flood that track a couple times a year. Nothing's going to change. The money is not going back in that track. I guarantee you.
But how do you make a difference? Standing together, as long as we keep going to that track, he won't do anything.
It's going to be okay. That's right.
You did not hurt a person with your fist. You hurt them with their pad and pencil in their pocket.
In their pocket.
So,
That's when you heard him, man. You heard him in his pocket. If we stop going to that track, we heard this. When you heard that right in his pocket, he going to do something.
Well, we're not. Hold on. We're going to do something. We're going to do something. And then we're going to call them names. But we're not talking about race, creed, color, who's who.
What we're saying
is that if you feel that this man's not treating you right, this person's not treating you right,
cut him
off. I don't care if you got a 13-second car and a fucking 6-second car. I'm not sure of the numbers, but what I'm saying is that you don't patronize him. It's like this.
Absolutely.
If I have a restaurant and your wife and kids are sitting there and you say, well, can I see the manager? I'm the manager. And I tell you, my catfish wasn't cooked right. I said, yes, it was, sir. And then you say, well, I want money back. I said, well, you didn't get the fuck out and kiss my ass. How would you feel? You know, I just give a scenario. You know what I'm saying? You'd be pissed off. Like, you know what?
I mean, y'all ain't telling me nothing. No, I mean,
bro,
you won't patronize them, but that's part of the reason why you won't see my car out there this year.
But, Cal, you have a nice car, Cal, and I don't blame you. And the same thing that I said on my post, I would like to see the North versus the South go to a real good track like 131. Let's get him a good track, and we can get all of our good cars. I'm not saying that we're not giving it all, but there are people in the bushes with good cars that will never go to 41.
That kind of kills
our odds because we don't have our best of the best. I mean, for instance, one of the biggest representatives of Chicago in grudge racing, him and his crew would never run at 41. And that's who we need there. I mean, that's who we need to represent us, I say.
Right.
But
what is the most important thing about drag racing, man? You know, when people talk about their cars, y'all got some nice cars, man. But the most important thing, y'all got your life, man. The people is playing with your life. And I'm not going to go and put myself in no position where I'm in a life-threatening position. You understand what I'm saying? When y'all riding fastest, man, and if this guy's not concerned about it to that degree, then you should not be concerned to that degree to give him your money and go patronize him. Now, that's my own personal opinion. Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
I know probably everybody on this show have heard of petitions before, haven't they? When you pass a petition around, you get all of them an X amount of signatures, he gets some action going, don't he?
You get that governor, he gets action.
When he starts seeing he got 400,000 or 200,000 or 4,000 people going against him, he gets some action going.
Right.
Well, this is what you're going to have to do with 41. 41.
Exactly.
The owner of 41 is going to have to be shown, not told. See, right now he's being told. It's been said in his ear that they're not going to come. He's going to have to be shown that racism is not going to come to his track.
Right.
And this show, I want to say this show is a good way to do it.
Right, Mr. B, I'm going to tell everybody on this show. Now, I was at the North versus the South when Biz did the race in 2012, right? And Reverend J know me. And there was a car in the staging lanes. And, you know, we didn't know, but you give a person a chance. And it was, you know, it wasn't nothing hyped up like that. But he says, man, I'm sitting right there. He goes, I'm going to snatch this motherfucker up out of here. And the lady walked up. She said, sir, she said, he's coming right now. Well, he would have to fuck up. You know, I'm snatching this bitch up out of here. And I told the guy, I'm not going to say his name. I didn't know who the owner was. I said, dude, you can't do that. So one thing, you got people who already paid their money. They patronize you. I said, dude, that will never happen back at home where we were at. And he said, where are you from? I said, well, I'm from the metro area, Detroit area. I said, never happened in my life. They would never snatch somebody's car like that, what you about to do. I don't give a fuck, blah, 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 blah. I said, dude, you know what? I haven't been back there since. Because if you're going to treat people like that, okay, that's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. And if you can't prep your track,
that's not the way
that's number two. Man,
he could have,
you're right, sir. But, Mr. B, he could have started a war that night and would have never got right.
Right.
Would have never got right. Okay? The thing of it is,
you know what I said, getting angry don't solve nothing. You got to put that pad and pencil to work.
Man, that man tell us how he feel about us, man. Look at his bathroom, man. He telling us we might, well, we might as well be using outhouses, man. He tell us how he feel about us. He take our money, but we don't even have a facility to accommodate women, truly, honestly, to accommodate the women that come there. That's not an hour when we go in the bathroom there. They need to take care of their business, man. And the only way they're going to take care of their business is that we put our foot down and make sure that he does that. If we don't make sure,
it's just like the one caller was saying. He was saying that, and Mr. B was saying, you know, okay, you know, we're not badgering 41, and everybody, you know, but we're saying is that if we spend our money there, can we be appreciated? That's all we're saying. You know, if I own this track, I'm just saying, this is just called Buttfuck Egypt Track. Okay, you come to my track, and you walk over to me and say, sir, I just fucked up a car. But the first thing I need to do is sit down and really talk to you, or before it even happens, a lot of times I see with these girls, what does not happen, they call racer meetings. Now, I'm going to tell you about it. Reverend Jay, he did it at his grudge race in Norwalk. He had a driver's meeting. He came up to every driver come up to him. He said, everybody shut your cars down, come up here. Everybody come up to him. He said, look, post on your car, 5 on light, 4 on light, pro tree, whatever. He said, everybody have a good time. If you got any problems, and the owner was standing there with him, he said, got any problems, he said, please let us know because we don't want nobody not be dissatisfied. Now, what happened was with Norwalk now, Norwalk seen the money come in the door. They don't want us to come back there. They don't want us to come back there. They want all the money. Yeah, it's a good facility, but they don't want us to come back because they want all the money. They don't want someone to get promote a race there. They want just you guys come and you know track. I guarantee you, the track will be good, but no one has went back since. And I know a lot of heavy hitters was there that day. We had people come from North Carolina was racing that day. Like you said, Kimo's car ran. We never seen Kimo's car run that good today, and even Kimo said it. But the thing about it is, are we going to keep patronizing people who's not going to support us, who's not going to take care of us? That's all I'm saying.
And see, and that's been the problem. We keep going to 41 because I myself keep going. Me and my brother, man, every Sunday he's off, we're in a rush to get to 41. But all we got to do is stop. Just don't go. Hurt him in his pocket, you get action. If you don't hurt a man in his pocket, it's hard to get some action.
Let's try this. We got plenty of heavy hitters. We don't even get into heavy hitters or anything like that. But we got some people here. And my man just hollered, he just hollered 131. Why not support that? You know what I'm saying? Support that track and let them know when you come to the door and say, sir, I appreciate what you're doing for us. No one's ever done this before us. No one's ever done this for us. And we appreciate what you're doing. You know, if you got a problem, I say any track you go to, you should let them know, hey, I don't give a fuck if you got a, I'm telling you, if you got a 6 second car, a fucking 15-second car. If you feel something right, at least go to the officials or go to the promoter and say, hey, man, I don't think something right. My car ain't hooking, blah, blah, blah. It's not too major. All you can do is work on it. You know, you got all you guys running from Chicago tonight. You guys got heavy cars. I mean, nice cars. You got guys from Detroit. You got guys from the down south. I don't think you should ever be able to go to any track, even Jay Barnes' track. And Jay Barnes, he prepped his track. Yeah, I've seen Jay Barnes personally on videos prepping his own fucking track to help out. So if you don't see an owner out there trying to do it, I feel bad for you. But like I say, 41, I have my experience with him. Me personally, I wouldn't do it. I'm not telling anybody. I said I won't deal with him no more until it gets better.
I'm going to get my money's worth, dude. I ain't going back.
Well, this is what I'm saying, everybody, you know.
Well, listen, man, if you got to sit up, and I know that it's a conveniency for us because the track is so close. I understand that. But the whole nut in the shell is that same thing I've been saying all the time, the power's in the people. If we got some that's going to do, and we got some that ain't going to do, you know, then he can get some kibbles and bits. But if everybody stand fast, man, because we want better, you know. And then the most important thing, y'all think about this, man. If the trap ain't prepped right, man, it's inevitable, man. It's playing with your life.
Playing with your life, man.
Bottom line.
That's 100.
Kind of like Joe Gone?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, everybody's still here, I think.
But you got to understand, everybody's there, y'all.
I know why it's so quiet, because it's food for thought. You know,
that's it. Man, we got to stand together, man.
That's right.
That's right.
Most important thing, man, when y'all make it to that track, man, everybody in there got somebody to go back home to, man. So while we don't keep patronizing somebody that don't give a damn about us and want to put us in a situation where we may not make it back home to our families, and they know it. It's all about that mighty dot. No, give the people what they want, man, because we're going to give you what you want. You give us what we want. A fair exchange ain't no robbery, nowhere in the world.
Right. If you boycott that track, he going to do something.
Oh, yeah.
He going to do something.
I'm gonna say this:
that one particular track
that we're not badgering, but the one particular track, if they, or if the person, that's for every track that we're talking about tonight, guys. I mean, look at, you know, I'm just gonna shoot something out. Look at Eastside Strength; they got some nice cars. Grind and Pong got nice cars. You know, I'm shooting people out there. You know, you got guys from Young Money; everybody got nice cars. What happens to that guy tear that car up? He gonna speculate, like, well, something wasn't right. My fucking car on track everywhere else, but get here. You know, I'm not saying 41, I'm just saying different tracks. Something like that. So if you guys still ain't right, get the word out and say, you know what, guys? Something wasn't right. I went to the official. And that's what you got to realize. You can always go to an official at that track and say, hey, my tires broke loose. You know, I'm just going to tell you, my tire broke loose, something wasn't right, blah, blah, blah. And if they don't address it, then you know what you do? You go work on that track and say, you know what, man, my car's on the track and it wasn't working right. We're not going to run to get it right. And everybody shut them down and do it.
That's what we got to do.
When you tear that pretty car, you might tear that ass up.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole point, man. I know I wanted to get home. I know I always want to try to get back home to mine. Now, if the good Lord say I can't get back home to him, then that's a different thing. But for me to know that something is out and for me to go take a chance on not getting back, it ain't going to happen with me.
I think we need to stand on that, y'all.
And I'm serious about that.
And Uncle Larry just said it's right. What we need to truly do is, you know, as grudge racers, we got to realize these tracks, they don't pay out nothing. It's like a bracket race. They want so many cars show up to race to make that pot. They make all 100% money when we come through the gate. You know, I'm talking about they charge $20 to $60. I'm just giving a scenario.
And that's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are saying that they make 100% profit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving you nothing.
And you can't
so
go in your pocket.
So you're not giving me nothing, you can't go in your pockets and make it safe for me.
Amen.
I'll show you something. That track is closer to Donnier than any other track in the city. You think he wouldn't let it go
mm-hmm.
that track? That man wrecked his car that track 3 or 4 times.
Now,
when he said he don't want to race at 41, you got to understand why. But I said it several times, and I repeat it several times again. Hit him in the pocket, and something will happen.
That's what we have to do. You know, we all have to stand up and be as one. We're strong in numbers. Okay, like, when they have the North versus the South. Man, the first one they had, dude, you ain't seen them many people at 41 in years. They had 35 to 4,000 people there, man. They had over 300 cars there. Okay, everybody had a great time. But the thing is that they get the money, it don't seem like they put it back into the track for the people. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, everybody is important, man. It's just like Uncle Larry said. Hey, he got a family. just like you got a family. I got a family. Everybody on this phone got a family. Our whole agenda is going out to have a good time that day. And the Lord bless us to have a great time and to come home safe. But if man don't support himself, the man is the man who owns this facility. We come out to support it. Now, if he don't go out there and prep the track and do what he needs to do to the track, and you got certain guys' cars that they tie to get at the line, it's just like Jeff, he was there last year. And him and Donnie, they got there for the finals. Donnie got in the lights. Man, he come to the final four. It's Donnie and Jeff. Jeff had the fastest car. But look what happened to Donnie's car. Donnie's car got there, went straight to the wall, tore his car. Jeff came behind him in the same lane, the left lane, and blew the tires off. Both of them did this now. You go back and look on YouTube. It's on tape. But the thing was, the track had got cold. Okay, did they prep the track? Did they do what the track needed to be done because of the weather conditions or what? It should have been somebody there.
Now, you know what, Joe? That's one thing in these shows. Like, we go on these shows and we yell jack at each other and shoot the breeze all night. But that's one serious matter that these radio shows would come into play with.
Right.
That's a serious matter there, and we could really, you know, you could really get a toehold there off this air, off these radio stations, if we do what we say, you know, as a governing body, do what we say we would do.
Yeah.
He's
got we got to call a spade a spade, you know. That's what it is. Got to be able to call it, man. Got to do it. He wants to go there, and I would rather go there.
He's got to get it from someone that he can look and say, this guy means business. They're not playing the same.
Right.
If I want to keep these dollars coming, I got to do something about this track, or my track going to be closed.
That's right.
If the threat of 41 going under because he has no participant in the year 2014, I guarantee you something would be done. Guarantee
you. You got that right. You got that right. And you know what, D? It was only two times that I can remember that track being prepped the way that it was supposed to have been prepped. One time, Biz them had a show when all them guys was out there at Big Sham. Big Sham's program, it wasn't no accidents or nothing out there. Big Sham prepped that track early that morning, and they prepped that track late that evening. Now, if I'm going to rent the track for you, it seems as though to me that that's supposed to be taken care of. You know,
right.
That's
what am I paying you for? What am I paying you for?
That's right. That's mandatory.
To prep a track the right way, you don't start prepping that track Saturday morning or Sunday morning for the event Saturday. That track needs to be started prep during the week. That way, when they get to Saturday and Sunday, get ready for action. Yeah, start early in the week prepping that track. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, start prepping that track.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, and I'll say again, when the man that owned 41 get it from someone that can convince him, he's going to walk away with the convincing thought that these guys are playing this year. If I don't do something about this track, I'm not going to have any participants this year.
Mr. B, I gotta say this.
Huh?
We're not gonna just stress out 41. We're gonna talk about all tracks. All tracks.
We're not eliminating, but what I'm saying though is
if we send a president, we're gonna send a president saying that if you guys want us to come, if we come, all we ask for you to prep the track and have it safe for us. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's going to happen, Kevin? You know what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee if we apply the pressure to, as racists, apply the pressure to 41, one thing about pressure, and one thing about pressure, it busts pipes. When pressure being applied to 41, whatever is wrong with other tracks, it emphasizes the falling place.
Huh.
I think that's what
it's a great job that you and Uncle Larry on this phone is saying this tonight, because you know, a lot of these guys understand that, you know, prepping a track or whatever, it means a lot. And we want people to voice their opinion on these shows. It's not about locking the race every night. It's not about talking shit to somebody. And say, you know what, man, I was just on this track, and I thought the track was shit. I tore my car up last week. You know what I'm saying? It's about, this is what these shows, this is what J-Bar 3 shows out here for. It's not the tour where he's saying that his track is better than anyone. And everybody noticed, he hasn't even only promoted one race of his track the whole year. You know? And the thing of it is, if we as a group, as people, don't start doing what we need to do and saying what we need to say and say, you know what, I'm going to give a scenario. Mr. B, you took a copter last week. And Mr. B, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was my fault. But if Mr. B go, it was my fault, man. The track was fucked up.
That's a juicy track.
It needs to be known.
That's where that slogan comes from, a closed mouth never gets said.
Yes, sir.
If drag racers as a whole keep their mouth closed, then why should he do anything? Why should I change anything I'm doing? If my if I allow something to go wrong in my life and I never do anything to change it, why should whoever doing me wrong stop doing what they're doing?
Yes, sir. And you know what?
They have no reason to stop.
I agree with you 100%. You know, you know, everybody has the Lord in their life and hope to keep it, but, you know, certain things in our life that we all trying to change. Now, we're getting older, you know, and we're getting younger and wiser, you know. I didn't want to say it, but I'm just telling the guys that if you got a problem, this is what these shows are for. Get on the show and say, hey, I don't think this track was right. I don't think they treated me right. And then, you know what, as a body, as a group, as grudge racers, I'm going to tell you, they don't give a fuck about us. And I'm sorry to say it that way. They don't give a fuck about us. You know, they look at it like, we don't understand is that the money that comes through the gate, they don't care. They don't have to bring no payout. But if you guys sit down and do the math, it's on this phone right now, you guys sit down and do the math, and just say they charge you $40, and you times it up by, say for instance, you got $500 here, and you add up the math, and that guy can put the VHT down. You got $200, he can put the VHT down. And how do you promote it? They're not
in the track.
Right.
What do it cost to get in the track? $35-$40?
It varies. You know, down south they'll do a $20 race or, you know, $30 race. I know majority of it in the north of us, we're losing between $60 to $64. I'm just giving the guy a scenario. You know. Add the money up, and do you think it's worth it if the guy didn't treat you right or talk to you, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Is it worth it you take your car there? You just spend $4 to get to the gate and you hoping to be safe. That's your goal, to get safe and go back home.
Hey, man, Let me give you all something right quick. My wife went to a store called Woodworks. She bought an iron. We was going out of town. So we didn't know whether it was going to work or not. When we got to Jackson, we found it didn't work. I said, no, but I take it back.
Mm-hmm.
When we came back, she went in, she took the iron back, and she bought up a lot of school supplies. It's the summertime, so they were selling the stuff for 10, 15 cents, right? So my wife bought a whole box of a lot of stuff. The manager told her he was not going to take the iron back. So she came up to the truck because she knew I'm supposed to go in there and fool with him now. And players are going in at the clown. I went in. The first thing I did, I said, I want to speak to the manager. He said, I'm the manager. I gave him my name because I wanted him to give me his name. So he gave me his name. I had enough ammunition to work now. I proceeded to tell him what my problem was. He told me, so I'm going to tell you like I told her, I'm not going to take it back. And he didn't say it real nice. He said, I'm not going to ever take it back. I said, have a nice day, sir. I went straight home and called the corporate office. When I called the corporate store, first thing the man said was, he said, in my store, my customers are always right, especially the ones that spend a lot of money like you telling me you do that. I said, I didn't tell myself I'm here all the time. So first thing he said was, he said, I'm due to be in that store tomorrow. Okay, I wouldn't go in at the time that he asked me to, because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to escalate anything that more than what it was. But when we did try to go back, the same guy that told her he wasn't going to take it back, not only did he take the iron back, gave her an additional 10% off on stuff that was already discounted. So what am I getting at? When you apply pressure,
that's right,
things start moving.
Sure, right. And guys, and guys and girls, you do have rights, and that's what we try to explain to you guys. You guys have rights.
Right.
Where if you feel that something ain't done right, you know what? The worst thing, like Mr. B just said, you hurt a man's pocket and tell him, you know what? I'm gonna call Mr. B. I'm gonna call Uncle Larry, and he don't want that. See, when you get that phone call, you all know what's gonna happen. They know what's gonna happen. We don't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's just things I've seen happen. If we don't start sticking as a unit, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm for real. If we pull them in the track, I don't care if it's down south or it's up here north, and y'all say, and I'm coming through the gate, and you say, man, that track fucked up, man. We just tore our car up. Okay, cool. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. You know, well, I'll park out there and support you. I'm going to stay out there on the side. You know what, man? You need to fix this fucking track, whatever. You know, that's the whole thing that we really start need doing. As grudgers, you guys, you got to understand that it is all 100% money to the track. We cover our bets, whatever.
And
okay.
Some of us, man, and I can say this from watching them. I watch them more on YouTube than I've seen them in person. But some of us have big followers, like Tony Bass.
Right.
For instance. When Tony Bass go to the track, he kill a boatload of people with him.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. He's got a regular track that he race at. Okay, let's say that track is not doing, the track owner is not doing what Tony feel they should do. If Tony speak, I bet you them people are going to be like E.F. Hutton. Wait, when he go to the track, he carry a boatload of people.
That's right.
My partner Junior Griffin, man, when Junior used to go to the track, when he was racing, Junior carried a whole entourage. Drag used to carry an entourage of people to the track. So when he went to the Grove, he could do certain things. When he asked for certain things, he got them done.
He had leverage.
That's
right. That's
the
leverage.
Whole point. That's
power
and numbers.
Power is in numbers. Power is in numbers.
That's power in numbers. That's it. So all I've said it several times tonight, man, and I'm going to say it again. All that man needs to know is if I don't, they not. You know,
right.
There's nothing else you need to know.
Look at this way. And back in the days, you know, Mr. B, we say this. You guys have a detour. You know what I'm talking about, right? Uncle Adam,
mm-hmm.
come on, too. Savings, you on the track, and you got three guys. What I'm saying, you guys, get guys' numbers and communicate. And say, well, man, you know, since this track, man, this track is fucked up. Now, you might take one guy and say, oh, he's full of shit. We, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you get 10 guys calling you, 5 guys calling you, say, man, this track is fucked up. Almost hit the wall, whatever. Then, you know what? You stop it. Don't go there. Don't support nobody's not
mm-hmm.
to support you. That's what I try to tell you guys. Your grudge racing, they get 100% of the door. You go. You think about it, you're a businessman. Half these guys are going on businessmen. You know, on the show. You add the numbers up, and you say, okay, well, you can't prep the track, and you know, matter of fact, I'll tell you guys, I promise you this. Next Friday, I will have what it costs for a 55-gallon of VHT. I will get it online. I will get that on there for you guys to know. And then you understand the situation.
I guarantee he'll have it here. Guaranteed.
But I'm saying that we will get the numbers out there for you guys to understand for you guys to understand what it costs to buy VHT. Now let's put the labor in there and everything else, okay? On average, he's only paying a guy $10 an hour. I'm just giving a scenario. He's paying a guy $10 an hour to prep the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's got guys out there that's per track, say, 8 hours, and he's got four people, that's $4, that's four, I'm just giving a scenario. That's 10 hours a day, I'm giving a scenario, 10 hours a day, at $10 a person, that's $100 a person, okay? So why is the track not prepped, and you only spent $700, under $1,000, but you made $50,000?
Yeah, right.
Don't quote
right.
me on this one. But I'm just saying, you made $40,000, $50,000, $30,000. You made
$20,000.
Right. Why can't that track be prepped?
He don't have a reason.
Why you really want to know why it can't be prepped? Do you really want to know?
Okay, go ahead.
Do you really want to know why the track can't be prepped, bro? Do you really want to know?
This is your show, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
And you know, and this real talk, man, this is what I feel. This is my opinion. It's because it's us. Because we allow them to give us anything they want us to have. Because we don't stand up for ourselves.
Exactly. That's it. That's
okay, so
it. That's all.
And I
that's
think
okay.
I think
now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Now, if you go to 141, 131, I should say, you go to Byron. You even go to the Grove. When we go there, they make sure what? The track is prepped.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure the track is prepped now. You might have a couple of mishaps, but it's not the track's fault all the time. But
yes,
they do cater. They do cater to the people. The people,
see,
the customer is always right.
But look here, Joe. See, here's some things we're missing.
Mr. B.
Stop. D-drop.
Cool, Mr. B.
What up? Did D drop?
I think
yeah,
he did, sir.
Yeah, I think he dropped.
All right. Uncle Larry.
But you know what though, Joe? I was going to say this here, Joe. What's the most convenience is if a person is to an extent, you know, I mean, it's guys that come out there to that track, man, and leave their cars at home. You know, and they love drag racing, but they leave the cars at home. So they saying something. They saying something to us. You know, they saying what they saying to us is that, man, I ain't put my car on track no more. You know, so far and so on. But they'll come out there to get with the people to fellowship and laugh and all this different kind of stuff.
It's kick the bobo, right.
That's not equally right. It's not equally right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Because see, some of us are stop patronizing them. And a lot of us will keep patronizing them. So that as long as they can get away, keep on trying to get away, man. You know, I'm just keeping it 100. You know, cause
so,
I'm like,
you know,
I'm
like
not
I say, I see it. I see it, you know. I have had a few incidents at 41. You know, like I had an incident. Man, I got up there with my car, and I sent my driver down there with my car. They flashed my time. I'm like, dude, I got NC on there. I mean, no clock. Okay? But then you're going to tell me you got this new guy up in the tower, and he can't read. He don't know what that is. Somebody should tell him that. They didn't do it once. They did it twice. You understand?
You know what
saying?
They should do on that? On a case like that, if that ever happens, you go, you can come to the track for free for life. That'll break that up. Keep getting a lot of them. That'll break that shit up.
What happened?
No, he was saying that he had no clock on his car and they flashed him. So I said, you know, that'll break all of that up. You come to the track for life. You and whoever with you in that car come to track for life. And that'll break
that up.
Well,
listen, man. Let me tell you something about breaking things up. There's a thing called it's a combination word. Called lawsuit.
Yeah.
When you do that, you get action. There's a guy I seen on the news, man, once. The judge told him, I don't care how many years they gave him, but they gave him X amount of years that he could not file another lawsuit because he's so many times. He got so many years he's got to go before he can file another lawsuit. But my whole point is that, cut a lawsuit. If you put that pencil to work, you get action. What you got? Did you ever put that pen on?
Yeah.
That pen and paper is a powerful sword.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
But you know, Cal City Cal, who has a nice car, and it's a shame. And now that you mention it as well, Don Yates. I mean, 41 right around the corner from him. So
well,
I'm quite sure he'll love the test there. You know, but I mean, look around you. Look around you.
Yeah.
You see a lot of guys who come to the track with cars race ready. They just going to come and just spectate, but they'd like to get in the game. They can't get in the game because these cars is too valuable. And not only that, their life is valuable for the most part, more than anything. And it's just, they cannot. Go through that. I mean, Tate as well. I mean, he had other problems as well, but those are type of cars.
The wall out there.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Keith hit the wall so hard. They got to be crazy.
Things like that, man, it gives you something to think about, man. I mean,
yeah,
all these guys, man. For me, for the South versus the North, to get the best bang for the buck, I'm not promoting 131, which is a good track, but we need something like that, and I just can't see us getting anything or having the access to anything like a real good track. And 131 is probably better than the tracks that these guys down south is having. I mean, that's a hell of a track, man. So now on the promoting side, whoever is in charge of that, if it was me, I'd do whatever it takes to move that race to 131, because then you're going to have – you have people that's in the closet, man, that wants to come out. But they're not going to bring no car to 41.
No, they're not going to do it. They'll
come and watch and say, damn, man, yeah, I wish I could have bought my car and I could have whooped Tony Baz with the fastest car he got there. You know, let's just say Tony. Tony ain't bring his fastest gun down there to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? And he's not, because he know how the track is. So now if you put it to, like, 131 and he do his homework on 131, shit, you're like, shit, you can go 500 miles an hour on there and stop and don't have any problem.
No problem, right?
So as a promoter, if it was me, who's ever out there in the grudge world in charge of that, man, I'd book that sun gun there, and that would be a sold-out event. It would be the event of the year, hands down. Just saying.
Yeah.
Standing by.
Yeah. That makes a lot
of
sense.
Once again, it could be – if other variables in booking these tracks, like no one knows whether that date is available at that time, money-wise, for each chop for that track versus what 41 is charging. You know, that would be a variation you got to deal with to book these races. And I'm sure that Big Sham never have weighed all that in. 41 to 41.
Yeah,
I'm almost sure that was weighed in, and probably weighed heavily on them, but just certain things probably wouldn't fall in, in line as they're getting the ducks in order. You know, they probably just couldn't get them in order for a track like that at that time. So it puts us back to square one. And when you get back to square one, once you have left the square root, and you have to come back to it, it tells you right then you got to make this problem work. And I think, I've said several times, the best way to make it work is 41 need to be hit in his pocket. If you do that, things start shaping up. Things start working out.
Hey, no, you know what? You got to be crazy.
People got to be crazy.
If I got this caliber of guys in my backyard, and I'm knowing them boys from the South want to come up here and get at them, like Donye, Tate, you know what I'm saying? Like Cal City Cal, like I said, he got a nice car. You got this caliber of guys in your back door, man, I'd be trying to get that money. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'll make sure everything right laid out, everything.
Ain't it, man? Ain't it, man?
I'm telling you, it's a nice car. Like Donye was there, standing there on the sideline, and then bring his car at Beer's race. And when he said out his mouth, "I'm not going to tell my car up again at this track." That's exactly what he said. I'm not telling my car up here.
That's bad.
It's a bunch of people with those traveling grudge racing cars will not go there.
Yeah.
So now this is what we have now. We got the South coming to the North, and we ain't got all our guns. We under guns, but we have the guns, but we can't use them.
We can't use them.
So now they going to come up here and dominate again. They're going to do it again.
Okay, hey, Rev, I got a quick question for you.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
And I know you'll answer my question, sir. My question is, okay, if we know a track not going to treat us right, And I'm just going to say, if we got 131 that's going to treat us right, going to prep the track, going to do this and that for us, then why wouldn't the promoters get together and say, you know what, let's do this 131 race. You know, let's show the South that we can get down. Now, do get handicapped. We get handicapped because I remember the race you did. I was there supporting it. Donye was there. Kimo was there. And everybody had a good time that day. We had with Southern Assassins there from South Carolina without your race. But what I'm saying is that if we got a track that wants to work with us, why don't we support that track? I'm just guessing there. It could be mine. It could be 131. I'm guessing there. Why don't we support that track? It could be 41. But the thing I'm saying is that we have to unify ourselves now. Like this, just like Mr. B said, we got these talk shows. A lot of people say,
utilize
talk shows, they full of shit. Why not say, you know what? Hey, guys, Macon is a good-ass track. We need to go to Macon. Montgomery, 131, The Grove. Yeah, I'm just shooting shots at you guys. Well, why don't we support who's going to support us? You know what I'm saying?
And that's true. But see, the problem is,
mm-hmm.
just like for Cadillac Joe's show, you know, it's mm-hmm. people that run around, oh, that's a clown show, Ringling Brothers. Yeah, but look, it's
mm-hmm.
all entertainment. Ain't nothing else to do, man. We done did it all.
Frustration is our life,
is our world,
right.
is us, man. And it's not for everybody. You understand?
Okay, but,
either you got to be bred into it. Or you got to be led into it, man. And that's that. But if everybody on that have a show, everybody who has a show, take what came out of here, and you still have your topic, and put a little of that in that. So the people who don't want to listen to the Cadillac Joe show can listen to this guy's show and take this out of the Cadillac Joe show and put it in this one, and then put that in their head, and so on and so on and so on. And then the whole grudge world in the Midwest will have that embedded in their head. And I'm going to stand by.
And I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is that if we for a track is not – this is what I'm saying. If we for a track, like Mr. B was saying, and you saying tonight, if we don't for a track is treating us right, Uncle Larry.
Yep.
Anyway. A little background from you, no problem.
Okay.
But and the second thing is that if we have, and this is my thing, is that we got leaders. We got leaders from Chicago, from Detroit, from down south, to the East Coast, and there. Now, I want to say about Donye. Donye went to the point where, you know what, he said that he had a good time on the East Coast. Why no more guys? You know, I'm just saying, we all get together and posse up. See, remember back in the days when you was a kid? Okay, I'm guessing now, Mr. B and Uncle Larry, y'all know about that, but we'll give some there. That we used to posse up and say, oh, we going over this damn up tonight. We're going to eat tonight. Why don't we posse up when Donye calls and say, I'm going over to fucking the East Coast in Maryland to go race. Y'all come with me. What does it take? What does it take for us to do a fundraiser if it's a car wash? Or whatever, at least help for gas to get them guys there. And vice versa for them. They need to do the same. They got to support us, too. All I'm saying is that.
Man, fuck them. Let's have all the shows at 131. Fuck them.
I like that.
And right now, Mr. Mo, I think that's what people want to do. You know, and they stand behind you on that deal. We have a nice track, and you know it, and you know it. We had Norwalk, and Norwalk turned it back on and said they wanted all the money out the gate. Told us to fuck us.
Yeah, I said, you know, hell with them.
You know,
they seen, they got a taste of that.
Go ahead, Ref.
They got a taste of the program that I put together, the triangle, and they was like, hey, this guy put something called the triangle together, so... Man, what's to this? And then once he seen that
everything. What track you talking about?
I had it at Norwalk, Ohio, and I had one in.
You know what? Absolutely, we need to be totally honest. We need to get on that because Norwalk and 131 is the premier track for the North. If anybody
Amen.
Down south,
no, hold on, hey Kim, Kimo, I didn't mean to call your name out, and I apologize for that. But I'm going to tell you right now. You know, after near that we had that race in 41, Reverend Jay had worked on the show. He got it real good for them. When they seen it, they was like, oh, we don't need y'all no more. We got it.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I had 41, man.
Fuck 41, man. Them people don't want to treat their tracks or nothing. Man, listen, you bring your car, you pay for your car, and you don't want your car fucked up. If that track can't prep their track, like they prep an NHRA, RHRA track, fuck them.
Kimo, I got one question for Kimo. Kimo, you tore your car up about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, over at 41. I can't fault 41.
That was my fault. But to be totally honest, Donye, Tate, and all them boys that you know that's on the grudge scene share their cars up over at 41. Okay, now,
yes, sir.
If they can stand their cars up, let 41 be known. Now, the people coming to see a lot of people come to see Donye run. A lot of people.
Yes, sir.
Donye got followers. I mean, Tate ain't as great as the Donye, but motherfuckers, when Donye say he finna do something, they come to see Donye. If you can't prep
yes,
the track for Donye, he bringing people in that in that track.
Hey, Kimo, you still there?
Yeah, Donye bringing people to that track, man. I'm gonna keep it 100, man. Donye is one of the premier grudge racers up the north.
Kimo, not to knock you off, but this is what I got to say about you. When we heard about you and Biz racing, people was getting to that track. Okay, y'all was at Milan or wherever. People want to see you and Biz get down. I'm sure not. Listen, so I'm not going to knock you off and say you're not a premier racer, sir.
When me and Biz came to race, we packed the house. Me and Ben opened the track up on Father's Day weekend when wasn't nothing going on and packed the house. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right, sir. You're absolutely right, Kimo. Oh. I can remember, and Reverend Jay was there, and Reverend Jay called me. He said, man, you going to the rest of us? And I don't know. He said, man, Kimo and Ben's going to get on tonight. I said, you for real? I'm on my way. And he would meet me up, and have lunch or whatever. I'm saying that we wanted to see that race. We didn't give a damn about nobody. That's what we're trying to say, that you and Biz used to have the fucking track packed. We didn't give a damn about the rest of it. We wanted to see that one race that night. And the thing about you guys, I call you guys the Clash of the Titans because it was like either you going to get him or he's going to get you. You know. And for you, I want to say, if you don't understand about you, when Biz tore his car that night, at Milan, you told him, you say, you know, Biz, everything is good for you. I mean, you was a stand-up guy that was saying, hey, you know, Biz, everything worked out, we're going to get it on again. And y'all just took that fucking race from here to down south to up north, you know, you and Biz.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we know people want to badger you, but I don't like that.
Me and Biz going to get it on again once he figure out what he going to do, if he going to sell his junior or he going to keep junior. Me and Ben's getting it on again.
Junior is officially getting sold.
What do Ben's got over there at the stable?
he's looking for a street car now.
A couple he's looking for a what?
He's in the market for a streetcar now. Junior has officially been sold. He made the announcement a couple of days ago. He said he's officially looking for a streetcar. He won't roll up one name.
I thought he brought a car.
He said he wants a floor shifter. He won't roll up one. He wants a lock and door. You know, all the stuff that the factory car would have.
Hey, listen. Who I'm speaking with? Who am I speaking with right now? About telling you what Biz looking for.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I like that discussion.
Big Sam. I'm trying to roll Biz's ass up. That he said he wants some roll up windows. I'm trying to roll his ass up in the window.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
Breadman, come on in. We got Breadman on the show, fellas. You got Keith Moore.
Breadman.
You got Uncle Aaron.
Breadman.
You got
Breadman.
Mr.
Breadman. Breadman.
Hey, hey. You got the Breadman.
Hey, Breadman.
How y'all doing?
Breadman,
how's
go
everybody?
Go on your stomach.
Come on,
go
man.
Go
hey,
on your stomach,
Keith
Breadman.
Keith Moore, this ain't the night to be playing with me. Now, I done went and seen Ride Along, and I got my Ride Along right here now. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that now.
Breadman. Breadman, don't lay on your stomach, Breadman.
For real. Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Real talk. I want to ask y'all this right here. I hear y'all discussing these different tracks. Norwalk is a beautiful track. Are we going to break the barrier of always assuming that nobody wants to let grudge racers in? I'm going to tell you the track I would love to come and bring my car to. Me and Fade the Black Man, you know who that is, Donye, we always talk. And he always says that I told him to meet me at Route 66. That's a beautiful track,
man.
Everything. Why should we overlook them letting us rent that track and have a big-time race there at Route 66? Why are we overlooking that track? Is
please.
It really that bad out there? Honestly,
Breadman.
I mean,
Breadman.
Talk
Breadman.
To
Breadman.
Breadman.
Those
people don't
listen,
even want to deal with us.
Listen, Breadman, we're not eliminating tracks. The only reason 41 is the main topic is because grudge racers can go to 41 and practically, not even practically, just do any way they want to do. 66 is the state of our track. But you can forget thinking you're going to go to 66 and do what you do at 41. Or at Grove, where does that go? Or at Rockford, where does that go? You're not going to do it at 66. 66 doesn't care if you don't show up there.
Show
you
know, down.
Show down.
Let me ask you a question.
Now, that's just, so that's not us. That's not us eliminating.
You say do what you want. You say do what you want. But let me ask you a question. Would you not, if you own the car, go there and know that you at a safe track that got, you know what I mean, state of the art, everything. Wouldn't you want to invest your money and know that your car is going down a safe track?
Hey, Breadman.
Here's the thing, Breadman, we're going to 66. At 41, the guys crowd the staging lane. They're practically halfway down the track. Every now and then you hear them say something, but you go right back. At 66, you're not going to be on the starting line. See, there are certain things that's being done in the grudge racing world, which is what makes the grudge game so much fun over these other races. And the things that are being done in the grudge racing game today is not going to take place in 66. It's just not going to happen.
No.
Well,
you
it's
know
like,
what,
it's
though,
like you saying you're going
to
walk up and slap a girl on
bumper.
Talk
to
me,
I'm
listening.
I'm listening.
If we want the North to meet the South, we need to meet halfway. And I feel halfway would be somewhere like Bowling Green, Kentucky. Boy, that is a hell of a track. Beach Bend is one
track.
Hell of a track.
These are the locations that we need to look at to really say North versus South.
Beach Bend is a nice track, and it's a runnable track.
Yeah, it is.
It's a track that can be getting because my club has had it for 27 years, and we get it once a year. So it can be dealt with, and they keep their track up tomorrow.
That's somewhere we need to be looking into. You know, if Route 66 is not going to get, man, Beach Bend is a lovely track. And not to mention, Beach Bend have carnival rides that the kids can go over there and get on at the track. When we, you know, if you could take the whole family out to Beach Bend.
Mm-hmm. What's happening, Breadman? Breadman, what's going on? This is the kid in Chicago, baby.
What's going on, kid? What's going on, kid? The Breadman.
Ain't nothing happening.
Fixing it up, man.
Hey,
trying to figure out why they don't know nobody like Madison, Illinois. Why nobody over there in St. Louis?
Well, St. Louis is a NHRA track, too. See, at NHRA tracks, you're not going to be able to do the things that you can, like D was saying, at 41. See, that crowd control.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid. I got to correct you, kid. Hey, kid. I got to correct you. I did it at Ohio.
That's one track we didn't believe.
Did nobody believe I can do it? I did it.
How long ago was that, champ?
Who is it?
2 years. 2 years.
Two years ago?
I'm going to tell y'all something.
That's Reverend Jay.
It was a bad motherfucker on the premises. I'm going to tell y'all, he got the track right after ADRL left. And
yes, sir.
And they had the Southern Assassin in that bitch.
I also drawed on the
Southern Assassin. He told me he didn't want none of that, but he whooped the shit out of Rube up here. I can tell you.
Yes.
All you got to do is go watch that Southern Assassin versus Rube. He whooped the shit out of Rube.
Yes, sir.
See, we used to go to St. Louis for the Black Sunday events, and they began to not let that crowd, getting all up on the line again. The crowd control is just totally different with an NHRA track and an outlaw track.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to be true. You can totally forget thinking you're going to own these tracks, these NHRA tracks like you do 41. And the man at 41 knows this. NHRA has certain things, certain rules that they're not going to be in on. They're just not going to be in on them. I don't care what you say. NHRA is not going to be in on certain things, man. They haven't done it in 40 years that I know. So why should they start now?
I'm going to say this right here. The economy is bad. And when we look at Orlando is an NHRA, track too. It's sanctioned with NHRA. But it's just the owners that understand the game. It's getting through them, really. And I'm going to be real with you. I mean, y'all up there in Chicago, but I look at things for what they are. Every barrier
you think 66 is not looking at this grudge thing?
I know they're looking
thing
at
is getting so,
I know
this,
they're
this
looking at
thing is getting so hot, man, all the tracks are looking at it, and they're still not going to be in.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. If we stand together and say, hey, let us in here.
No. The problem with 66 is, they want to do away with it and put a hotel there. That's just how much they care about drag racing. They don't care about
They care
about that circle track. They want to put a hotel there and a heliport so they can bring them NASCAR guys in helicopters. They don't care about that track. And it shows you that on how many testing tunes they have. They don't care, bro. They don't care.
How many pro stars meet do they have in a 66 in a year? How many do they have out there in a year?
What is it?
For racing?
Yeah, for the racing.
The two nationals
they did have the two nationals, but they only got one right now. But they have a lot of
one
cargo there. And like I said, it's a total difference with the crowd control. See, at 66, you're only going to have at least two or three people to each car. All the rest of y'all got to stay behind them concrete barriers or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, kid, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Tell them, in case they don't know, let them inform them where those concrete barrels are at. Those concrete barrels from the sideline is going to be as far as from 41 sideline to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're going to be it, man. You're not going to take over those people's track. It's just that simple. And if you think for 1 second, Red Man, that they care about grudge racing growing, you need to start thinking again. Because grudge racing can grow to they blue in the face. They do not care. That's it, and that's all.
They got to pay them bills some kind of way.
NASCAR
pays their bills.
They make more money with that NASCAR. They don't care about that track. They'll tear that track down and put a hotel there. That's all they want. It's for the NASCAR, bro.
Just in case you weren't on, I remember when 66 first opened up. They made over $1 million a day, Monday through Friday, just in testing tune, man. And this is some race they don't care about, and that's a quarter mile run. They're not concerned with that. So I repeat, when I reiterate to you, they don't care. They don't care about this here thing we call grudge race. It don't mean nothing to them. That dirt track, that circle track, that's their money.
That's the money. Yes, sir.
That's the money, man. That's their money. They care about your grudge race. I wish they did, because it's a state of our track, but I probably don't. I really wish they did. I pray they did, but they don't.
I would love to go out to 66 Grudge Racing.
I don't want to sell. I don't want to sell Grudge Racing short. I don't want to sell it short by saying, well, they're not going to let us come there. They're not going to let us sit down with the white folks and eat with them. They're not going to let us sit in their dining room.
And do all
I don't want to think like that. I don't want to think like that. I want, hey, let me tell you something. When we stand together, we are willing to, we can you know, knock over anything. We can achieve anything if we just keep the movement going. If we stand together,
right,
let me say something
on that. We stood together on Martin Luther King's birthday, and they gave it to us, but they wouldn't give us his date. Even if they gave us the date. They gave us a date. They wouldn't give us his date. That's what I'm trying to get you to see when it comes to 66. We can stand together till we blue in the face. We're going to do something outside that barrel. And see, the thing with Grudge Racing, if you don't get that crowd around the starting line, if you ain't got all that uproar and stuff, it's just not the same. And it's not going to be the same as 66. You go to Grudge Race if you want what you want to do. Take it. First things first, let me just back up a minute. And I promise you, Kid will tell you the same I'm about to tell you. He's one of the older guys like myself that have been to all these tracks. Most of these cars that we go around Grudge Racing, they're not going to even pass tech up there.
Exactly.
That's hold on, I got one better than that. I got one better than that. Have you ever seen 66 cut the lights out?
Nope. They don't do that.
Why is a church mouse out there now?
They don't do that.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
This is something I'm trying to get rid of. I understand what you're saying. Don't sell it short. But there's certain things not going to go on in 66. It's just not going to happen. They're just not.
But has anybody ever thought about going to the Grove with a Grudge Race?
Hell,
how do you feel about the Grove?
I don't like the Grove.
Hey, you better go lay on your stomach, man.
Slow down, man. Slow down.
No. I don't like the Grove.
Man,
Grove.
Nobody go to the Grove.
Hey, man, I love 131, man. I love
man,
it. I'm with you. I love 131, baby.
Hey, that's our Joliet, man.
yeah, that's true.
That's our Joliet.
Hey, Uncle Larry, you love them bathrooms, don't you? Hey, man, the bathrooms, and not only that.
Oh, hey, no, hold on. Y'all forgot about the good hot dogs.
Yeah, they got good food out there. I have to give that to them. It's a nice facility. It really is. Yeah.
And cheap.
And then if you bring your children, they got a facility over there with somebody watching where the kids can go and play. And that was
quite
a watch the drag racing. You got free food, much as you can eat. You got plenty of water, juice. Oh, man, look, Tony had it laid out.
Tony is the king, man. Hospitality. That man, listen, man. That man fired the grill up at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and it didn't shut down until 12 midnight. I see.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, right. Every son of gun in there ate. Drank, wasn't thirsty. They wasn't. You couldn't eat them out. I don't know what that boy. He on another level.
Man, it was so nice there, man. And I love the way they make sure they keep that track get prepped about three or four times in a day. You know,
if it was 50 miles closer to Chicago, I would go there all the time. But it's not.
It's close for us south side guys.
See, that would be the advantage.
It don't take me no time. It don't take me no time to get there. I run in there.
Yeah, it don't take no time.
It's just like going to 41. It's just an extra 45 minutes. That's all.
Basically,
an extra 45 minutes. That's all.
That 45 minutes can be a tail on your body, though. But see, that's the advantage of 66. 66 is only 33, 35 miles away from Chicago. But you lose all that back when they want to do what you do. So you got to look.
Yeah.
You forced to look at other avenues.
Well, 66, what they do to you, you only can make three, you only can do three test runs. Three, what's that, tech? You only can do three tech runs.
Three test and tunes.
Yeah. You only can get three test runs. That's it.
I drive all up and down in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Arkansas just to go fishing. It's all about me enjoying myself, man.
I don't care how far I gotta go. As long as I enjoy myself, man, it's all good.
As long as I got a good car, some good tires, and some good music, man, I got one of the midgets playing with me. I'm
and
riding.
And some midgets.
That's it. I'm gone. What track y'all looking at? You know what I mean? Trying to set that race up with. I mean, what's really the best track up that way that y'all really can, you know, where you can say everybody will have a good time?
131?
131
is the premier track in the Midwest to me.
Hey, Kimo.
For grudge racing. It is
right. Kimo. Kimo. Have y'all ever thought about going up there to Stanton? What about Stanton, Michigan up there? Y'all ever thought about going up there?
I believe Stanton closed down, y'all.
That was a good track, too.
That's a narrow. That is real narrow.
Okay.
That was a good track.
Hey,
listen,
if somebody tell me it's something better than 131, I don't want it. I'm good.
No, 131 is the premier track up this way.
Hey man, 131 comes second to Summit Raceway.
Oh, goddamn, man!
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all a true story. When we was over, when old boy had his race over at Summit Raceway, which is Norwalk.
Norwalk.
I kid you not, that son of a bitch was hooking so hard it was cutting pro miles off. And no, none of us got a motherfucking. So none of us got the horsepower that a pro mine got. That bitch was cutting them off.
Yeah.
Shannon Jenkins and them let the button go and that motherfucker track bogged the polar.
Yeah, that track there was nasty, man. Then the day I had my race, all them Allen Abbey guys was, they was like, hey, do you mind if we test? I said, hell no.
That's the day it was cutting them motherfucking cars off.
Yes, sir.
I said, God damn.
Yes, sir. All them Allen Abbey guys, they was like, hey, do you mind if we test? I said, stay and test. We want you here. Come on. Shit.
Yes,
I let them stay there, man. Shit.
Yeah,
that track there is dangerous.
Hey, Wayne got his head cracked pretty good that day, too, didn't he, son?
Yeah, with Short. Yeah, Short put it on him.
Short didn't crack that motherfucker head to the white meat.
Yeah, that sounds like every time. Yeah. Every time he see me, he said, boy, I got that trophy on that mantle. I said, yeah, that was a slick trophy.
Damn.
Yeah, I ain't seen him no more after that.
Yeah, he whooped Wayne ass and went into retirement.
Yeah. After I presented him that trophy, that was the last time I seen a car here. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Breadman.
Breadman. Hey, Larry.
Yeah,
Larry, you can't say it like that. He ain't going to answer you. You got to say, Red Mom.
He's most stupid.
Red Mom. And you got to ask, you got to call him in your secure voice, Red Mom.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's all about enjoying yourselves, man. That's what your life is about, enjoying yourself, man. You know, and I got to go somewhere and be crapped up and got to sit there like I'm half dead, and I'm already in the mid stages of my life. I ain't trying to do none of that. I'm going where I can enjoy myself, man. I don't give a damn. That's why I was down in Florida. I drove down there like it was nothing. Man. Yes, sir. I'm going to go where I can enjoy myself. Enjoy your life while you can, boy.
You only get one
year out of that damn old.
This year, I think I'm going to go somewhere where I can kill a lot of motherfuckers.
Man, Kimo, you ain't got to go far. You ain't got to go far. Man, Kimo, look at the ropes around your bed.
Cimarron don't even know. I'm finna kill him. He just I just ain't stuck that needle in to pump that embalming fluid in his ass.
You know what? You know what? I told you, Chemo, you do one thing. Lay down on your stomach because you ain't got nothing coming. Lay on your stomach.
I just ain't put that needle in him.
You got the bag up,
hey,
bro.
I just ain't put that needle in him and start just pumping that embalming fluid in his ass. He don't know it.
Chemo, you don't want none of this here. I told you, do what I want you to do, Chemo. I'm going to get in them lights with you. I'm going to show you ain't nothing.
Man, where you want me to put it at, in your foot or in your ass? Which one you
man,
make?
I'm gonna put this thing on your back. That's all. I'm gonna put this thing on your back. Don't worry about no needle. Be sure of that,
I'm gonna do something nasty. Hey, I'm gonna do some despicable things
for you. Just hush, Kiwi. Kiwi.
Hey, look. When Julia go by you, I'm going to tell him to pull the shoot at the 3:30. Pull the shoot at
that's
the 3:30.
That's your next job, Chemo. That's your next. Hey, just remember. Just tell me how wide that Camaro is in the back. That's all I want you to tell me. Tell me what you see.
Hey, listen, I ain't never seen my shoe blossom, so I'm going to be at the big end getting it on camera. Seeing my shoes blossom going past
yesterday. That boy crazy.
Chemo, is Brad so long?
Yes, sir.
Breadman so long? Is Breadman so long?
Breadman. Now, Breadman must have fell off.
Oh, okay.
My bad, I was on mute. My bad, go ahead.
What's up, Breadman?
What going on?
This Larry over here, Breadman. How you doing, man?
How you doing, top flight security?
Man, I'm hanging in there with both hands, baby. With both hands, Breadman. I'm holding on.
I enjoy you. Top flight, you got some good knowledge, man. I got to admit, all this fishing you've been doing. You done got out of Florida, and now you don't even want to come back. They told
come
me about
where?
You, like, they say you got down in Orlando, wouldn't go see nobody, and them folks put you up under that tent over there and sold you some of that southern fried chicken, some good music, and you ain't come from up under the tent the whole night.
Breadman, this is what I'm going to be listening to when I come from 131 whooping on Cadillac. That's what I'm going to be listening to coming home, baby. I knew when I laid my eyes on it, baby.
Hey, Breadman.
Chemo, let me ask you a question. Chemo, you been like too, man.
Breadman.
Go ahead, kid.
Hey, ain't nobody coming back down that way. Y'all got snow down there.
I know.
Hey, guess what? They ain't testing and tuning right now, baby, so they sitting around just like us.
they going to Walmart getting snow shovels.
Yeah. Guess what? My people saying in Georgia and in Alabama, they ain't even got no goddamn fault down. That's the goddamn y'all fucked up.
We showed this, man.
Hey, Breadman.
This song right here, especially for Chemo, just like this here. And he don't know what hit him. However you want it. Back to life, baby.
To reality.
I'm going to knock you in the dirt. Put your face in the mud, boy. Cadillac don't play. That's it.
Hey, baby, I know when I laid my eyes on him, baby, he was
creepy. Oh, man. Hey, man, what's wrong with that boy?
Okay. Uncle Larry, what's wrong with that boy?
Hey, Brett Man.
Yeah.
I am headed back to Florida, Brett Man.
Hey, Uncle Larry, you see what he asked as soon as you say, as soon as you put your voice like Shaquille, when? When you was like, Brett Man.
I'll be fishing crappie fishing in March there, and then we're coming back to I think it's 2 drag racing events I'll be at.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really not, Brett Man. The snow won't let me go. If I can't see no real drag racing, I give me some cars and roll them down the track. I'm ready to go.
Yes, sir. Uncle Larry, you must have put your 40 years in, baby, because you hit that highway when you get ready.
Man, and Kimo, the good part about it, I doubt one 65 years old. To get out there with me, I'll put him to sleep. I'll put a baby ball in his mouth.
Uncle Larry hit that motherfucker as real, baby.
Man.
That's what a lot of y'all boys don't do now. They don't get jump off at that job early. Some of them want to find a job when they get 40 and then they're going to retire. Them had a job, baby.
I have one of them youngsters going to get it behind me and tell me something about I'm gonna hang with you all the way. So when we got ready to leave, he was leaning. And when he was leaning, I passed by his car and I said, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" He said, "Man, I'm ready to go, man." I said, "Oh, you gonna lean on down there?" He said, "Yeah, I'm gonna lean on down there." We fooled around and started getting them numbers about 70, 75, 80, 82, something like that. After a while, I seen that he is sticking up over the dashboard like a turkey.
Hey, Uncle Larry, I ain't gonna tell you no lie, boy. I'll follow some goddamn bull haulers. We coming out of Georgia down there. Ooh, I'm telling my these bull haulers was running, baby. I'm behind that motherfucker. God damn these zombies. I'm in my big truck. They got that motherfucker running 80, 90 miles. God damn these bull haulers don't be bullshitting. Man, I had to throw that motherfucker down. I said, "This bull hauler, man, I'm going to tear some shit. I'm trying to keep up with that motherfucker." That goddamn bull hauler, boy, whenever you catch a bull hauler with that livestock on it, that zombie's going to ride. Jump right behind it. He's going to ride that motherfucker.
I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Well, Timo, we got 3 tanks. We got 3 tanks on there. We got one on the bottom, one already made, and we got an extra tank we put on there. I can go all the way from Chicago to Florida on them 3 tanks of gas that's on there nonstop. And maybe I might hit the John twice. Other than that, man, before you know anything, I'll be up there in the hotel room, stretched out, waiting for the event to get a little tough.
I'm going to keep it real. Back in the day, I hit this motherfucker. I used to run a load down to Texas, man. I didn't leave this son of a bitch. I didn't have to go touch no fuel till I got over to, like, Missouri. I give me a little something over here, then I top that mud off in Indiana, because Indiana always got the cheap fuel.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I had to hit another fuel station till I got over to Missouri.
I heard that. Well, I don't know, Kimo. It's just always, ever since I got my driver's license back during that time, I went to the driver's ed at 14. I got them at 15 at Harrison High School up here in Chicago because they had that driver's ed thing. Kimo, I started running the highway that the next day after I got my driver's license, I had a 1962 Pontiac Catalina with a 389 in it. And I've just been traveling all my life, and God has been so good to me, man, because I don't get sleepy or none of that when I'm on that road. And if you got Sweet Willie in there with you, you can't go to sleep, man.
Hey, I done damn near fell asleep in one of them big trucks, boy, but I'm trying to, hey, listen. I tell you what, I'll make it back up in Michigan. I leave out of Dallas in the big truck. I'm going to make it back in this bitch in 18. I'm going to make it back in here 17, 18 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, every time I, when I get on that road, when I get on that road going, I get on my knees and I talk to that man. I tell him, take me safely and bring me back safely to my family. And after that, it's been one, baby. I'm on my way.
I put that bitch in the big hole, man. I ain't trying to stop. I hit me some fuel in Tennessee, and I'm still getting it, baby.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo, he's a federal thing up in Dallas. Rise about Memphis. Get past a little bit past Memphis and fill it up again. You good to go.
You say what now?
I say for the old thing up in Dallas. I said right up there about Tennessee, Memphis. You can good to go. You only got to make one stop. You only make one stop.
I don't know, man. That fucking fuel burns so fast nowadays, man. It ain't like it used to be, man. It used to cost. It only cost me $400 to go from Michigan to Dallas back in the day, man. It cost you $800 to get over there now.
Oh, yeah. My fucking fuel costs went up so bad, I was like, shit, I didn't get up out there, I had to go. Man, I used to go to fucking Memphis. I used to go to fucking Dallas. It cost me damn near, you're right, Kim, it cost me fucking, I said, fill up one stop, about $900, $900. I was like, God damn, can I get it right?
All I need. Yeah, man. Yeah, but you know what? The diesel, though, nowadays, it ain't like the diesel the old days. You can step in some diesel.
Oh, no.
When I first started driving, you step in that diesel and put it and track it in your truck. That was in there for 2 days. You just step in some diesel now, track it in your truck. You track it in your truck by midnight.
In 30 minutes.
That's nailed down. Yeah,
sir.
That's right.
Kimo,
diesel ain't the same.
I've been driving. I've been driving since 1990, right? And I was telling the guys, I said, man, I'm in a gas fuel be 85 cents a gallon. He said, 85 cents a gallon. I said, man, you got down 3 hours. I said, I don't understand this shit. I said, damn, I can make it.
Listen, when I first started, it was $100. It was $1.59. Man, when it went up to when it went to $1.99, I was mad as a motherfucker. It was cutting in my profit.
Oh, yes, sir.
It cutting in my profit. I said, God damn, well, I'm going to make some money, man. Yeah, I didn't start that long ago, but I started a long time ago. It was only $1.69. When
man.
It went up to $1.99, I was pissed.
Man, shit, when I first started driving the road, Kimo, that gas was 45 cents a gallon, man, when I first started. 45 cents.
Yo,
you can get the Mississippi off for $50, man.
Yeah. And I bet you could have rolled all week off that.
Man, 45 cents a gallon. Sunoco 260, man.
Listen, last week, man, I brought some diesel. I brought some diesel for $3.76. Man, that motherfucking diesel shot up. One place is $3.89 and $4.19. Man, this don't make no motherfucking sense. Who controls the gas prices?
Kimo. I was up in Minnesota the other day, and stopped got fuel. It was $3.87. That's the best. I filled that bitch up. Coming back, I'm telling you, shit changed in 24 hours. Shit changed, went to 404. I said, man, get the fuck out of here. I just made it home tonight.
I don't know what the fuck it is, man.
Dude, you know what it is? This is my whole thing. If you go back and look at history, back in the days, diesel fuel's been cheaper than gasoline. Why is diesel fuel higher than gasoline? You know what I'm saying? Back in the days when I started,
they refined it. They refined it, so let them tell it.
I'm doing that now. I'm doing that when it comes down, but I'm saying that. Go ahead, Kimo.
I'm going to tell you. Hold on, y'all. I'm spilling something out. Back in the day, man, we used to be playing on, coming in off 75, we talking shit, right?
motherfucker said, you know, driving a truck, you could support a family and put a kid through college. Man, that motherfucking Bush got in there. Woo, baby, he fuck all that up.
Hold on. Hey, Kimo, let me just, okay, Kimo, I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna just a story night. My uncle, they got me driving trucks back in the day. He has his own truck, and a black man. He said he worked at Chrysler, and he said he left Chrysler because he had a buddy. He said, man, they got a new Cadillac every year. And my uncle used to make this money. He's like, man, I'm gonna make this money. I'm gonna do this. Fuck Chrysler. Now, you know, back in our hometown, wherever the big three, you're making money.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, now when I started driving, it was 85 cents a gallon. And I was making like 98 cents a mile. You know what I'm saying? 98 cents a mile. And Michael was like, you know, he was like, man, shit, ain't no fucking money. And a dude back in the day, back in the 70s, we used to pay, like you said, 40 cents a mile. For the gallon, and then we used to make down $2 a mile. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. He said, man, he said, the government just fucking shit up. He said, what he told me, he said, man, like, they didn't want to see a man who couldn't read and write to make that money.
Yeah, that was one, man, a doctor. It just is what it is, man. It's the size of the time.
Right. I'm with you, Kimo.
Hey, boy, back in the day, you make some money.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, today you can make some, but one of the guys, he's like, man, well, you can't top your tanks.
Let me tell you the truth, man. When I first started, I bullshitted around and made $65,000.
Mm-hmm.
That was after fuel.
Right.
Well, you got to show enough hope right now to make that.
Man, I'm going to the word. You might have been at the truck stop and got one chicken for you.
Yeah. But it ain't. I can't cry about it.
Hey, Kimo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, did Wayne and Tony lock in?
Did Wayne and who?
Little Tony.
Yes, sir, for three races.
Oh, okay. Okay, that is officially locked in.
Yep, they got to do two out, I think, and I don't quote me, but I know it's two at Tony's race and one at Myla. So guess what? We will see Lil Tony at Myla.
Okay.
Yep.
Is Jimbo coming back?
Man, fuck Jimbo. I'm going to stick all this motherfucking dope stopper in his ass when I catch him.
Man, why don't you keep it right now? Kimo was doing real good. Why don't you keep him started? I'm trying to... Look, is Reverend Jace on there? Reverend Jace on?
Reverend Jace.
Reverend Jace, you still on there?
But,
yeah, I'm here.
And Reverend Jay, I'm going to say this real quick. I want you to quote this one, if you can, sir. Kimo's nothing to play with.
Oh, no.
They don't
say
one time about
Kimo. Hey, listen, man. If that man direct that sun gun the way he did down there, man, listen, it takes a lot to set a sun gun down at the ace. It takes, man, that's a lot of horsepower, man. To ride on them skates all the way through there to the ace and then let it down. And then, goddammit, I thought it was a 747 down there. When he touched down at the ace,
yeah.
Smoke came from the front
we
side.
Also,
I said, goddamn.
Hey, we also didn't watch that. Kim was fucking riding that day. Kim was motherfucking riding, dude. We were like, well, one of the guys from the other, well, man, what y'all got? Well, look at that blue Mustang over there. Oh, we want no problem with that. That motherfucker riding.
Man, that's something.
All people were
wrong
that day,
I'm
telling you, man, him and that goddamn Donye, that motherfucker was riding in Norwalk. That motherfucker was riding.
That's
Yeah, that motherfucker was right. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Finally, that bitch right that day.
Kimo, that bitch was riding because I walked over to the Rev, and Rev walked to me. We come the same way. I said, man, he said, man, who's going to be the baddest today? I said, that motherfucker Kimo riding, dog. He said, man, you see what Kimo did? I said, nah, so we was over in the stands. I turned my back. He said, man, I got them Kimo was riding. That motherfucker was riding, dog.
If that was my car, I would have had bought the best duct tape you can buy in the world and duct tape the hood.
Listen, I could not do nothing. Man, that motherfucker went up under there. I had some big boats in that bitch. That motherfucker bent every boat up under that motherfucker. Hey, we had to cut some bitches out when we got back to the shop. We had to cut them some bitches out of there.
Good Lord.
Man. I think we're knowing everybody. You know what? Rev, when you put that race in that day, we all had a good time. It wasn't about us badgering nobody, but everybody had a good time.
I had good plans for that triangle, boy.
I'm gonna tell you something now. That motherfucker, Wayne. They came to gamble that day. Goddamn it! That motherfucker boy lost that first race. They told him get y'all ass back out.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
If that boy don't red light, boy, he kicked the shit out of that motherfucker. Abe.
Yes, he did.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But that Southern Assassin race, that was some bullshit. That was some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't right.
I got them. Hey, but that Southern Assassin, y'all know who got that car right now.
That was mad.
My boy's admission got it.
No, sir, I ain't going to tell where that, but I ain't going
to. Okay, we'll leave it
alone. That car running around here. I ain't going to let y'all know where that is. Gotta be snitching.
Oh yeah, you right. Hey, Kimo. Was that a stock suspension car? We always know you've been a stock suspension car. Did that was a stock suspension car?
Yes, it was. Listen, that car is around right now. That car, it ain't a Michigan car, but it's lurking, goddamn it. It is lurking at home. They're a fucking home. I don't know. Some bitch is right, too, boy. Well, hey, fellas, I gotta shoot this move. I'll get on y'all in a minute.
All right, Kimo, be good, man. Kimo. See, that's what them weak ones do. They fall out.
Damn.
Damn.
Hey, Reverend J, you heard what I said?
Yeah, I did.
The weak ones, they can't stand it. They huff it, but they can't cuff it.
They can't puff it, baby.
They can't cuff it, so they got to fall out. On their stomachs, they go.
Ain't it, man?
That's it. So I just wanted to let you know that Kimo, that's a bad boy.
Yeah,
he ain't
man.
Met that Cadillac, though. He ain't met that Cadillac I got, though.
You ain't going to put that blue bell on him, are you?
Man, I'm gonna put her on him. Hey, Reverend, you remember when I first went there with them?
Oh man, boy, I got a grudge race world.
Go ahead.
Listen to this.
I'm with you.
Hey, look, that son gun came up to the thing, and that's the first guy he took the hood off of it. Man, look. That son gun was in the burnout box. If y'all ever want to see let me say this here first. If you ever want to see some funny shit, get you a video camera and watch a son gun in the burnout box. Watch his burnout face. Man, you will die laughing. There's some son guns here.
hey, man, it's some sons out here, got some burnout faces, man. Like, who is that? I tell you my famous one that I like watching, Uncle Willie from Michigan City up there, I think that's where he is, Indiana. He got a 67 Camaro. Now, his face, when he do a burnout, oh, man, you going to fall out. Listen, I have to handcuff myself from falling, man, because I'd die laughing, man. that son gun got a burnout face. Hey, he bite his lip when he burning out, and then, oh, man. Now, back to Maurice. I mean, the killer. Now, check this out. Hey, let me tell y'all about this son gun. I had my camera, right? So I said, well, damn, this old killer coming around here. I said, let me check old Cadillac out. So old Cadillac, as he is all the time, all suave and car look like it just came out the paint shop. Understand? So he in the burnout box. He got the burnout face. Man, listen, if you guys ever seen this, you would be dying laughing now. That son gun swung away from there after that burnout. He sat there, and I said, oh, shit, he getting ready to make a move. Man, he swole that son gun out, man. I promise you, man. The man's eyes was big as, the man looked like the moon was inside his helmet. Man, I got it all on tape, man. It was funny, man. It was funny. That man's eyes were so big, I thought he was going to blow out the windshield.
Listen here, you know, listen here, Rev, you know you need to keep some things quiet, you know. you gotta just keep. You weren't supposed to let all that out like that. Man, I just had a flashback, boy. Woo-wee.
Hey guys, I want to say this right now. You got guys text me right now. They said this is one of the best shows. They said they can relate to it. They're having a good time. They said, are we going to be on next week? So you guys go ahead and say what y'all going to do. You guys going to do it next week? I know you guys are doing the contingencies from week to week, but are you guys going to do it next week?
Man, Cadillac, the round table will be in effect. Good Lord, say
man.
So.
Man, I'm
well, you got the
rail
on here, too, now, you know?
Rev, you got to Rev, put it down, Rev. Come on now.
Come on,
hey, Cadillac, every time you have a feast, I will be at the table.
That's what I'm talking about, Rev. Hey, I want you to get you something to eat. You got plenty to eat tonight.
Man, I got me a mouthful, man. God,
man,
belly all swole. Man.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what the round table is about, man. It's just not about one person, man. It's about everybody, man.
Hey, guys.
There.
Rev and Joe, don't everybody forget that, you know, Tail got his show tomorrow night. It's going to be a hot show tomorrow night. We kind of know what's going on, but there's a rumor that East Coast is going to lock in with the West Coast tomorrow night on his show. So everybody,
okay.
It's 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time. And Jay, what is that? It's 9 o'clock your time, right?
Yep, correct.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, if y'all want to hear some good shit, some super good shit, we heard it's about to go down tomorrow night on his show. So if you guys got problems getting on the shows, let us know. You know, text Jay. Text Cadillac Joe, and we will get you on the show. Okay, we promise we'll get you on the show because we want people to be heard. But we heard it's gonna go down tomorrow night. California's gonna go against on the east. You know, California's a west coast, and it's gonna be an east coast down show tomorrow night. They've been going back and forth, and they said they want lay it down tomorrow night.
Oh man, that's gonna be a good show, man. That's 9 o'clock Chicago time. KO show. Going
yeah,
down.
Sport tail if you guys care. You know, like you guys did with Joe, you know, a lot out here and we're here and badger Joe. But, you know, Joe and Rev stuck up to do the, you know, they stepped to the bat to do the show. And I appreciate everybody calling in the show to support these guys. But these guys have to do it. These guys have been home with their wives and child, their old lady and the kids. But these guys, you know, and did it for you guys. So, you know, send a shout out to you guys. Say thanks, man. I mean, on Friday nights, we could have been sitting there just sitting at the house twirling our thumbs.
Hey, man, I'd have been all over the house talking. I'd have went from the basement to the second floor to the first floor. Now I'm in the washroom talking because the old lady fanning in her hand. Listen to her. What'd you say?
Oh, shit.
You heard
it? I'm here right now. She told me, come in the house. She just said, babe, we coming in the house.
He said, you're talking too loud.
Hey, Jay, look. Go ahead and say hello to everybody. Say hello. She said no.
She said no?
Yeah, she said no. Rev, she said no. She's like, look, get your ass
in
this house.
Hold on. Hold on 1 minute.
Baby, say hi to everybody on the show.
Hello.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, Rev.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Y'all saw that shit. Now, hold on a minute. Let me try to get your Molly on the phone. Hey, baby. Say hello to everybody. Say hello. Hey, Rev.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on the show. Just say hello real quick. She like, look. She's doing the same thing you're getting, Rev.
Hey, man, my old lady got them old big old eyeballs rolling over there playing that candy game.
I don't know what's today. I try to get mine to play candy game, but she said she ain't playing. She don't think she won't play with me. She said, you ain't gone for 3 days. You need to get off this phone and come on.
Oh, man, you got to go check some oil, man. God,
yeah, man. I got to check some oil. Hope I didn't spend a fairy.
Hey, y'all giving up too much information on the Cadillac show, man. The Cadillac don't run with all that. Cadillac got the mission to do all that oil change. You know what I'm saying?
My wife, man, she like, come on. She like, hang this phone up, come on.
I gotta go downstairs and pull the cover off of it down in the garage and rub it and then put it back on. Come on back upstairs.
She won't let me rub mine. She like, I got something for you to rub. Come on.
It's Friday night, man. Friday night live.
Yes, sir. Yes,
crazy.
Sir.
She told me, she said, I can't tell the bitch you got. I saw her, baby. She was in that race car. Like, well, okay, I try to be nice, you know, but she said, I don't like that bitch.
None of them do.
Man, if I get on the phone right now, she thinks she can't stand that motherfucker.
Shit, my old lady don't like it either.
But you know what?
Like
she do look out for me, though.
Yeah.
I come home today and she cooked me a good meal and fed me. And she like, baby, I got to take care of some business. Hey, guys, go ahead and do every day. I'm sorry, sir. We're not trying to do a mind after dark, but I'm going to tell you right now, she told me I got to take care of my business. Hey, guys, we got 202, 39, 71. Your mic is open.
Hey, y'all get the numbers to them shows.
Yeah, hold on one second. We got 312, 6126. Your mic is open. Everybody's mic is open. Do your thing.
Yeah, I was just trying to get the numbers to them shows tomorrow. Whatever show that's going to be, that East Coast, Midwest.
West Coast,
I need the phone number. Yeah, I'm trying to show some support too.
Yeah, hey sir, it's gonna be the same. It's gonna be the same number tonight, tomorrow. It'll be the Terry Russo show, and what we're hearing is that they got a big lock-in race from California to the East Coast. I can't speak on who's on the East Coast, but we do know it's gonna be a big lock-in tomorrow. It's gonna be a bunch of, you know, good talking, some shit talking tomorrow. So where are you located, sir? Where are you located? So we gotta get the number, you know, Reverend Jay, where I get the number, you know, it's time to call in.
I'm in D.C.
Okay, D.C.,
Washington,
call in
D.C.
tomorrow at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And what they do is they try to Oh, you're going to have a hell of a show tomorrow night. You know, we got a good show tonight, but I'm telling you that we got something going on. Kind of like you're going to hear everybody on the show tonight is going to be on the show tomorrow. You got Reverend Jay. You're going to have
Yay.
Kind of like Joe. They all going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yay.
Night.
Okay,
Man, we try to support our brothers, and that's what we're trying to say is that we got shows every night. The only show that we got different is what? Tales only went on 10 o'clock on during the week, right, on Saturday nights. Everybody's at 8 o'clock. Everybody's at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, every night.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I'll be listening tomorrow. Y'all had a good, great show,
man.
Man,
we appreciate you calling in. We're having a good time. And what we're trying to do, we just want to have a good time. Everybody have a good time. You got Reverend Jay, you got Collect Joe on. And I'm about to shut my mouth because Jolie, she's sitting sweeping the floor. She's like, you need to bring your ass on. So I've been gone for 3 days.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Eric. Eric.
All right, Eric. All right, man. Appreciate you stopping in at the round table, man.
I've been listening since you guys got started, man. I will do. You hear me? I was on last week, too. You hear me? I'll be listening.
Okay. Appreciate you, brother.
I'm going on mute.
We appreciate you calling in, bro, because it's around. I'd like to thank I got to go, y'all. I'm going to tell you real quick. Reverend Jay and Kelly Joe.
Yay.
Man. I want to really thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And Jay Barnes, appreciate everything y'all guys are doing. So everybody know next Friday night, tune in, get on the show. And we did have some technical difficulties tonight, and we got it straightened out. But I'm telling you guys, have a good show. Listen to you two guys on the phone. Y'all can layer on the show. You know, we're going to have a good show every Friday night. If you guys get on the show, and we're not cutting nobody off. We don't need nobody's mics. Everybody get a chance to get their say. So you ain't got to be sitting there waiting all night to get, you know, say what you got to say or what you want to say. You know, that's how we are. So, all right, guys, go ahead take over the show. I got to go take care of something real quick. I got to help this cam chef out. This bad cam chef. This motherfucker right here.
Hey, you got to go burn out, bro. You got to go on and burn out.
Shit.
Hey, you got to stall up.
My wife just told me
you got that.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you got that stall on.
Don't spray until you get to the big end.
Hey, don't mess around here. Oop.
Reverend Jay.
Yay.
I'm
gonna try call
to
me tomorrow,
I'm
boy.
And look, I'm going to try and tell you your standards.
Tell
that joke.
Yeah.
I got to go do something real. Man, I got to do something real quick, dude.
Do what you got to do.
Everybody, mic is open. Y'all keep the show going. I got to show my own.
Fool around and have a knife is backfire.
Hey, on the left, he might have a pop.
On the left, you ain't right.
He better purge.
I'm a purge. I'll be able to tell y'all tonight. Keep it going. She just said, get your ass upstairs. She said, baby, you've been gone for 3 days.
Sounds like he ain't going to have no chance to make no hit. He going to have to come straight off the trailer.
Get in the burnout box, man.
Uncle Larry.
You got to come straight off the trail, boy.
Your 60-foot going to be a 1-0.
That's it. Hey, look out. It's over with.
Oh, man,
this is a great show, man. I love this show, man. Let's keep it going.
Ain't it, man?
Hey, man, let's keep it going. Next caller, who on the mic? Come on with it. Put it down. What kind of race you want to see for 2014? You got somebody you want to go down on. Give us your number. We going to call them up.
Hey, y'all. I need your help. She got my child ready, my shower ready. I need some help.
Hey, then we can do for you, brother. Or can we can tell you, get it. Hey, man, I can tell you to ram it up like a big block.
Damn. Look, I'm about to turn this motherfucker out in a minute or two. Shit. I'll let you know that now. I'm about to purge this bitch at 900. Look, I'm getting 1200. And try to hold on.
That boy crazy. That boy crazy. Yeah.
What's up, your love, man?
What's going on?
I've been sitting in this video show, man, for 3.5 hours, man. Thank you guys up there in Chicago. Got the same problem we got down here in Louisiana, man. Can't get it right. Huh?
Hey, man, that's what we try to make a difference, man.
I know, man. Everyone's so good about the show, man. People come up bringing them problems forward. They're about to try to get it right.
Somebody on the speakerphone.
Yo, yeah, somebody got a speakerphone.
I'm gonna be on speakerphone with some. Might be me.
I don't know. We don't hear that.
But anyways, Joe, I'm just calling to let you know, bro. I enjoyed the show.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I've been sitting and listening, man. It's just 7 o'clock. Had to have my son to call up there, man. Tell him to open our mic, man. How could get on the 720?
Yeah, we was having
I understand,
y'all got to stand at the round table, baby. We at the round table now.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm going to participate tomorrow night. I'm going to get on that show tomorrow, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tune in.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to hook Louisiana up with you boys, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Let's link it, baby. Let's make this chain strong.
You got a buck on you early, man. That's about to show down here in New Orleans, man. Boom.
Yeah, I knew that was.
He put a good show on Monday, man. The Mississippi boys blowing our heads all out up there in Harrisburg this weekend fair. We got to regroup. We got to go to Louisiana and invade Mississippi. We went there, but we ain't doing no invading.
Okay. Everybody got their say now.
Yeah, we showed up, but we didn't show out.
That's all right, but you showed up.
You engaged. We going back.
That's it. There you go, baby.
Yeah,
we're
going
back.
I woke up in Chicago, man. Bring up my people up there. Ain't never been
there.
Yeah. But I woke up in those like 41 now.
No. We're going to have a bright place for you to come.
Yeah, you know, I got the back. Look at Miles. I like to bring them home when I come up there.
I got you. I know what you want, baby.
Okay, baby. All right, Joe. I'll just let you know, baby. I'm about to go on off the station, baby. I'm going to get that rest I need.
All right. Appreciate you tuning in.
Oh, ain't no color, Cadillac. You know I'm going to come on.
That's it, baby. That's what I'm talking about, man.
We is coming up there.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm coming. You know I can't sit him up there too long.
I know you can't stay long, but I want you to get up here and do your thing.
I heard y'all boy like me talking about old dirty road, man, from back memory.
Oh, yeah.
In the lakefront out there, back in the secret, how we used to do it out there.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
man, you used to have the form back in the hole
there, man. Oh, man. You don't say that for a second face there. Well, look at that damn lake. You see the ball that cut on Mary Rocco, that damn fresh house, getting over there to wipe them
water up. That's right.
Your son had to do that thing up there.
Hey, you got to be able to shake it like a leaf, baby. You got to shake it like a leaf. Tread it, baby.
You know what I'm talking about, Jim? All right, Jim, I'm about to sign out, baby. All right, then. Appreciate you, man. All right, baby. All right.
Next caller. Hold up. Cadillac at the round table. Brother Luke Cannon. We just heard a little bit of this and a little bit of that. What you talking about? I hear somebody playing some music. What up, dude?
Well, Uncle Larry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Uncle Larry, I think we had a good show tonight.
Man.
Yep, all you got to do is spread the word and let them know we're here, man, and let them know we got Free Fall Friday going on, man, where they can come in and lock in, fellowship, talk shit, and have fun, and leave all our personal chores and everything behind while we have a good time. What you think?
That's it. And, you know, like I say, a lot of good things were said tonight. You know, like I say, our track, man, it's a good track. We just need to work on it and stand as one. If they can't behind us, man, we got to go elsewhere. That's all. If we got these vehicles, we can travel. Because nobody want to go home and nobody wants to go out and tear their car up. You know, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
Now, if you go 131, that was my first time at that track. Man, that ain't my last. Every time I get a chance, I'm going there.
Man,
that facility there, man, that's a state of art there. That's, hey, to be real with it, it's just as cold as 66 to me.
Man,
with better hospitality.
When I get down there, man, it's just like me being at home, man. Them people make me so welcome down there, man, you know.
I love that, man,
you know. And the good part about it, man, it's not only just doing something for one category, it's doing something for everybody, you know.
Exactly.
And we never will fill it up.
No.
That's looking all down there like an arena.
Man, that arena there, boy, that's one there, boy.
I love it.
That's
man.
One there. I mean, it looked the same way in the night that it just like it do in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that's what wasn't said now. Now, our track at nighttime, you know it's nighttime racing going on. But at that facility there, it's like it's daylight all over again. You was like, man, when night gonna come?
Hmm.
Only way you know it's nighttime is when you look up. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Man,
up there,
come on, man. That said a whole lot to me, man. I'm mad spending my money when I'm took care of.
That's right, Joe. Joe, I don't leave there until they slam the gates. I don't need that kind of time to chase. I enjoy it from ding to dong, you know.
That's it, baby. That's it. Yeah. I'm there from ding to dong. I'm there early in the morning to the last one to leave.
That's right.
And, I mean, the track is clean, man. That place
man,
is very clean.
Hmm.
I just count the stuff that I've seen on the ground. I have to be honest, I don't really remember seeing nothing on the ground.
Man.
And it's I'm talking about at the back of the track. I'm talking about at the back of the track there.
Yeah.
You know, going down that 660, that 1320, I couldn't tell.
It's
a nice facility, man. It's a nice facility, man. We can learn from that.
Yep, very nice.
What we need to do is get with some of them folks over there at our spot, see if they can come on the radio, man, and hear our comments, man, see if we can make it better, man.
Man,
either you with us or you're not. That's it. It ain't hard. That's what I think.
I know my little bit might not make a difference to them, but it makes a difference to me. And I'm going where I can.
That's all. That's all it is. That's all it takes.
Right. That's right.
Hey, that what you got in yours, they want what you got in there.
Hmm.
Now, if you don't want to treat me right, that don't mean I got to spend nothing with you.
I don't want to ride that 45 minutes longer. I'm going to tell you just like that.
I'm telling you.
That'd be the whole thing. And what I really noticed about
it. It ain't going to hurt nobody to get on down.
No, but like I say, we just got to get behind one another. That's all. That's it. See, just like D was saying, it's all about numbers, man.
Yeah.
If we all stick together and show them, and just like you said, you don't go there and put your hand on nobody. You ain't got to go there fight with nobody. You got a problem. Hey, man, look at here. I'm going to do it this way here. You make that people talk for you, man.
You sit down and talk to people, civilized, and let them know that what we happy with and what we ain't happy with. It's just like going in the soap. You're going to buy what you like. Yeah, all what you don't like, you ain't going to pay for it.
You ain't going to pay for it.
No,
matter of fact, you ain't going to show back. You're going to tell everybody you know, man, don't show up there, man. They got maggots in their meat. Don't go there, man. They products ain't no good, man. They bread is spoiled. You don't need to go there. You just put the word out on them bad. That's all.
Yeah.
It's just like you said. It's just like you said earlier. When you go to those facilities, to the bathroom, when you go to that bathroom, man, I don't know about you. I know, man, if the bathroom ain't right, I can't get right. I got to go. Because,
yeah.
See, I believe in washing my hands if I do one or two. So I don't know about the other.
Yeah.
But I know about me.
Yeah.
So, you know, man, cleanliness starts at home, baby. You ain't, if their outhouses ain't like that, what you think about their house?
Hmm.
Come on now.
Uh-huh.
But like I say, man, we just want a good hooking track, man. A place where everybody can enjoy, a safe place. The benches is good, painted, everything is good. If we got to, we'll chip in and help, man.
Hey, you got to be man enough
to say you need some help. That's all.
You know what I mean, Joe? Make us want to come.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, I ain't got no problem bringing my own paint. I'll buy some paint. Buy the brush, too.
Yeah.
Hey, only you got to do say, hey, man, look at here, man. If everybody can come out and help us out, man, it's a little tight on this block. We're going to treat you right, man. We're going to make this way everybody can be happy. Man, let's get down. That's all.
That's right.
Because, see, it's one thing that you said that was real. Ain't nobody going to let us do what we do at 41, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to feel that grudge race formula, that's the spot. Because they let you get all up there behind the cars, which I ain't crazy about, but that's what some people like. You understand what I'm saying? You come through there, you're doing your burnout. Some people like to be, it's just like a woman. When a woman get on a motorcycle, she likes to feel that rumble. So you got people like to feel that thunder down there.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. So it is what it is, man.
That's
right. We can make it happen, man. We can make it happen. We got to do what we do.
Oh, yeah. We can make it happen.
I'm just looking forward to
a lot of things that's happening right now. People didn't think we could make it happen, man. But we can make it happen if we get together and we do what we got to do, man. It's going to work, man. That's been one of our worst things, man, where we never had unity. You know, we got to learn how to have unity, man. We have unity,
man.
That's it.
We got to do that, man.
That's right. Trying to push a car down the road or push it out the street. You got one person pushing, it's going to be a strain. But if you get some old people to join in with
it. 4-5, it ain't no strain.
That's it.
I ain't about strain. I'm about ease. I'm about putting it together. Doing it as a group, not one. Like I told Kay, man, doing this show, man, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about everybody, man. Everybody got a form. Everybody got a place here. So we'll put the round table here, man. You got what you want to say. He got what he want to say. We'll bring this topic up, bring that topic up. Everybody got a form. Everybody talk like men. Everybody can't talk at once, but we can voice our opinions as the table go around.
That's right. Just like Big Sham made it happen. I mean, we got on top of that to make sure the track got prepped twice for streetable cars and for fast cars. And these people, they can take it up on themselves and do this. If we come and get this track from them and we want to use a facility, you understand what I'm saying? So we can come and have us a good time. and he can reap him some benefits from it, and that'll grow.
That's it. Now that's the code. We get some benefits from it. Hey, we'll get the party power. The party powers, whatever. We need 24 of them. We put 24 of them out there. If you say your bath, your plumbing bath, hey, we got 24 potties. So if 24 people got to go, you got 24 people can get in there. You got the next 24 can go right behind. And et cetera, et cetera. That's all it is. One thing you got to do is just really have a plan and know where you're trying to go with it. That's all.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, man, dude, it's simple. But everybody has to be on board. You just can't have one ducking and dodging, got 4-5 in the bushes. Can't be like that. But once everything happens, oh, here come everybody. No, everybody got to be in it to win it.
Well, Joe, when I went down in Florida, when I went to Florida, man, they made everything down there comfortable, man. Even to they had certain people there when certain people would go to the bathroom and so forth and so on. They had security, you know, they had to make sure everything ran smooth and so forth and so on. The people down there, man, they just reached and pulled us in, man.
Now I'm gonna tell you something about down south, down there in Florida. Now, I went down there that time. I think it was 06 or 07 I went down there. And that's when Bobby Cole and all of them, they was down there, man. Man, that's a beautiful track, man. I seen I think that was about a 650 Camaro, man, went down the track, left the starting line. The man's chute opened up from the starting line. The man went down there with that Camaro, man, ran a 206, man, with the chute open. You understand what I'm saying? They street cars ran 715, 720. Man, and that track, it catered to the drag racer. They were running bracket races down there. They weren't doing too much grudge. They weren't doing grudging then. But they were doing bracket, but what really got to me was they catered to the racer, man. The bathroom facilities, man, they had porta power. That's what they had at the time. They had about like 10, 12 of them. If they had them all lined up, if you got to go, you go right there. So,
somewhere, Joe, anywhere you going, you have a good time, Joe. You going back, man.
You going back. Man,
yeah, going back.
You gonna go back because you enjoyed yourself.
Sure.
You enjoyed yourself, and the place, man, the place clean. The people was friendly, man, dude. People racing, and dude, you see some cars, man. Them cats down there got some cars, man. I'm talking about some street cars. They race cars, second to none, man.
Yeah,
second to none, dude. So, man, hey. If we can bring some of that back up north here, we doing good, bro.
Yeah.
If
we don't bring no more than just the knowledge. That's gonna be the open the key right there. Open up the door. These young guys, they be watching, man. You know, and if they see something that really catch their interest, man, they gonna follow suit.
Now you said something there. See, that's the thing. We got to grab the youth, the youngsters. See, the youngsters, they come in and they have that poker face and they feel that they superior over you. They feel they could talk to you. And you as a man, you be like, hold on, shawty, you ain't going to come at me like that. Now, wait a minute. And you have to talk them down. You can't holler at them. See, you can't do what he do to you. You got to go on a higher level than him and break it down. Wait a minute, youngster, wait a minute. Well, what's the problem? You know what, man? Somebody got to be big enough to say, hey, man, I'm sorry if I offended you. You know, hey, man, excuse me. You know, somebody got to do that, man. Even if you're right or wrong, you still got to do that so you can show him how you have to conduct yourself as a man being in different places. So a lot of cats, they don't do that, man. They want to, you know how that go on.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
So, you know, we got to teach the tribe, man. That's when I was coming up, which I used to do. Hey, boy, what you over there doing? Hold on. Excuse me, sir. You say, sir, Mr. Larry Woo Woo or Mr. Cadillac, whatever your name was. They always said what, sir?
Mister. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Everybody gone, Joe?
Yeah, I think they done cut out on us, huh?
They cut out on us, huh?
Yeah, they done cut out, man. I think I said, anybody out there push the one, speak up.
Kevin,
y'all
gone,
ain't gonna
man.
Speak.
Kevin gone right now. Kevin might be doing his burnout.
Kevin tried to do that 60-footer. he tried to see how quick he can get down through there.
Yes, sir.
He got that bottle pressure at 1,500.
He got the purge, baby. He tried
he
to get it out. He done warmed it up.
He gonna knock the top off of it.
That's a good time.
I had me a good time tonight, man.
Yeah,
and
me
we
too,
enjoyed. I enjoyed myself too, Uncle Larry.
Yeah,
I had a ball.
Yeah, I believe if we overdose and spread the word and get these guys out here and get some topics these guys want to talk about and let them lock in some races, I believe it'll be a pretty good show on Friday night.
That's it. Try to get somebody something to listen to and something they can engage in, you know?
Hey, man, it's snow outside. Ain't nothing else to do, man. Let's make it fun.
That's right, man.
Hey, man, only thing I can tell you, boy, that snow coming down out there.
Hey,
well,
man,
that's good. I'll be in that damn tow truck first thing in the morning.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Just think about it, man. We ain't got but 20-something more days, man, before we'll be trying to smell some tire smoke again, man.
Nah, you're going to smell those funky ribs, huh? Those funky ribs. Man, smell some of that old... That old good cologne called Raisin Gas. I like that cologne, boy. Woo, that just do something to
that.
Me.
Oh, man. I love that.
I love to hear that motor with them little Tweety birds in it, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little chirpy.
Hey, ain't like a good warm motor when it's warming up. It got that rah, 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 rah. Man, making that sound make you say, yeah. I'm finna cut somebody up.
I don't want you guys to forget what I said now. Every time you see a sun gun in that burnout box, go around there and look at his face. Boy, that burnout face is something else, man.
That boy. Yeah. I'm going to say that to you, boy. Yeah, you got a good shot of Cadillac at that time. I was a green cat. It had been a while. You got a good shot of that, boy.
Hey, man, them eyes as big as a Porsche headlight.
Hey, Uncle Larry. Hey, Uncle Larry, it was dead nighttime. It was dead nighttime. I did a John Ford burnout. Oh, that burnout was sweet, boy. I got up there, boy, I had that face on, boy. But little did I know, I was going to go to the moon. Hey, that boy like it was finna shoot up like a rocket. Hey, Uncle Larry, when it went up like that, I did the thing that you don't do in drag racing. I hit the brakes. I hit the brakes, but Uncle Larry, I went and caught my man, though. I recouped real quick and went and caught my man. I wasn't expecting that, but I went and got him.
Hey, when he was on that end, Hey, all he had to do was just get out the car and just one wipe and throw it over in the bushes, man, because he messed them dogs up.
Yes, sir. Hey, Uncle Larry, I put the car on the trailer, Uncle Larry. I put the car on the trailer. I said, I ain't driving this car no more. I'm leaving this car alone. I'm done with this here. But
yeah,
the next morning, I revived myself, though. I come on back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that's what it's about, though.
That's it. See, racing is supposed to be fun, man. You're supposed to enjoy racing, man.
That's it, man.
You're supposed to enjoy it. If you got to race yourself, hey, it's just like my man told me. He said, man, you don't worry about the person in the next lane. You worry about that line. You racing the line, man.
That's right. Mm. That person in the next line, he ain't there.
Yeah, only thing you worry about is that line you and then him. If you stay with that line and he don't catch your attention, you did a good job. You still didn't beat the line, but you did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
He can't do nothing to you. You open the next lane. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do, man. You got to clean it up, man. That's all.
You got to do your best.
That's what you come with, your best. If you ain't coming with your best, you don't come at all.
Man.
That's how I was taught, man. If you ain't going to put 100 in better, don't do it.
Yeah. That
goes back to the way the game is. Some of these guys, new jacks, they just got the game messed up, man. We didn't have all this stuff from back in the days, man. But
right. The
time to change, you have to change with the time. But some of that stuff, man, you shouldn't change.
I saw it when it was changing, man. When I first saw it changing, and then it got to a point where it was talking all night and you're going spending all night long waiting on it to happen and it didn't happen no more. I walked away from it, man. I walked away. After I walked away, it was about 3 weeks after that, I had sold my car and everything, man. It was boring to me then. It got boring because we started out over there on Hastings Street. And them cars used to be lined up, man, two head off in twos, man. The first two go, then after them, the next two go. I'm talking about all night long, man.
Now, Uncle Larry, now you know where they used to do that at? They used to do that on the west side behind the incinerators.
Yeah. You talking about on Kilbourne, Lincoln Kilbourne.
On Kilbourne, yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Damon and Fuller.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have it set up, dude. They get it in, get it off.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was looking at something online the other day about the Chicago Amphitheater. I didn't know they used to grudge race. They used to drag race inside that Chicago Amphitheater. Inside.
Yeah. Outside, too.
Yeah, I know they used to do it on the outside.
Yeah, I know the outside, but this is on the inside. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
They got this thing, on Facebook, you subscribe to their US 30 thing, and they were showing pictures of them drag racing inside the amphitheater. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
It was unbelievable, man. I couldn't believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now you know they used to drag race down on the lakefront.
Yeah, I knew that. But
yeah, before
they put them humps out there.
Yes, sir. Hey, Uncle Larry, now you remember that. That's when you was a youngster, teenager.